Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here. All right, y'all. I'm here. Let me get this board. Let me get this board set up. Ah, boy. I messed around sitting on the phone talking, and I went past the show time. Didn't know it was that late. Time kind of flew past me, y'all. So let me get started here. I gotta go set the board up. Y'all just bear with me for a minute there. That's bear with me for a minute there. All right. Man, time flew past on me. Time kind of flew by me on this time, y'all.
Thank you. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting perfusions in mouth and it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, AR great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas poetic niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm Ella Mahalo. They hits them hitters, it be at your address, to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, yo boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, are you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT power. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotzoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
What's up, everybody? Sorry I'm a little late tonight. Rob and Gerald kind of set me up and had me on the other line talking and didn't realize the time had flew by that fast, you know. And so if y'all want to holler at anybody about making me late, y'all might want to holler at Rob and Gerald. And oh, yeah, Big Mark, because when I was trying to set the show up, he started trying to call me. And, you know, he tried to cause a distraction, but I kept on working till I got the show on and everything. But I just want to tell everybody, thank y'all for joining me again for another Clocks Off Big Eddie Blood Race Talk Show, a discussion show, however you want to put it. But I don't know if we got a whole lot to talk about. Some things been happening. We had good news and we had bad news. So with the bad news, we ain't going to talk about none of the bad news. And wish that everybody turned out to be okay. And with the good news, y'all got to tell me. Excuse me, y'all. Yeah, y'all gotta tell me about the good news. But anyway, I hope that somebody got something to come on here and talk about. It seems like it never failed, always turn into something. So I'm ready whenever y'all ready. I put the show on for you guys. You know. And y'all know today is Friday. Fog Brain Friday. I don't think I got no fish to fry. So, you know, if I'm missing something, y'all want to come on in and talk about it, let me know. Champion Engagement coming up June 5th. Let's pray that everything stay in order so we can have a good time out there. June 5th, Champion Engagement. I've been hearing them pile up the lock-ins here and there. Let's hope that, that everything goes as planned. And so we've been having a little shootout. I had a buddy of mine wanted to get in. I could never get no information. The guy to come on and talk to me about it. So I just left that alone. You know. But it should be a pretty nice event with my man Bruce Leroy and Big Sham in the Clocks Off organization. But anything else going on besides the cat jumping off the fifth floor and walking away, I don't know. But they ain't got nothing to do with blood racing over. Yeah, we had a cat jump out the fifth floor with the building on fire.
And that was Super Cat,
Eddie. That building, hey,
that was
hey,
Super
kid,
Cat.
If you to see, yeah, you ever been to that building?
No, I ain't never been at it, but damn, four or five stories up in the air. That was a hell of a cat.
Hey, man, that's after the first floor. You know, because that first, I don't know how he missed that big old patio, that big slab.
Yeah.
At the end of
the
block.
Wall.
You walk up on that. Yeah, you walk up on that. That's a slab where you walk up to go to the door. The door like the middle way of the building. And you got to go in up on the end. And all that's concrete, man. That retaining wall right there is like 10 feet or more.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that cat had enough sense to aim at that grass, man. But he landed on that little patch of grass that was there.
Yep. And from what it seems like, he didn't hurt himself. Quite. Yeah, he walked away.
He bounced.
It seemed like he hurt himself.
Yeah.
I've been
trying to
find out.
Lived in that building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And back in my younger days, we decided not to walk all around and come back to where we had to come get in the car at about where that cat jumped down at. So instead of walking all the way around, we going to jump over the wall. He a little guy. He jumped over the wall, man. Land, no problem.
Yeah.
They were looking at me, all the people looking at me like, I know your big ass ain't finna jump over that wall. I jumped over the wall, man. It was so much pressure. When I went down, I did like that cat. I landed on my feet. I squatted some, and when I came back up, it was so much pressure, I bounced up in the air, man. It bounced on my ass, fell on my ass.
Yeah.
But I made it. I wasn't hurt or nothing, man, but I jumped over the 10-foot wall, man, that same wall.
Yeah, they say some people, I've been hearing them on TV today, they say the cat's legs are somewhat like shock absorbers. Is the reason
yeah.
he hurt himself. I never knew that.
Mhm.
Man.
Well,
like I said, that was amazing.
Smart enough to aim for that grab. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man, that was something to see there.
And I mean, he landed on all four.
Yep.
Mhm. That's up. So he still got eight more lives.
Yeah, well, yeah, he got plenty of spare.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, though, you know,
well, what you up to, kid? Go ahead.
Shit, nothing much. It amazed me to see him walk away. You know, I thought maybe you know the
mm-hmm.
broke a leg or something. But shit,
he yeah.
said cat's legs are somewhat like shock absorbers. That's the reason
yeah.
he got up and walked away. I see. Okay.
Yeah,
yep. So besides that, Big Ed, ain't nothing happening. Oh, I do have a question for you, though. Maybe you can answer it for
Uh-oh.
Me. Can you tell me why they do so much speeding in the inner city than they do on the highway?
No, I can't tell you, but I've seen it, kid, man. It's like they're in a hurry. Every time you go up and down the street, people flying around to the right and running
yep.
up on you, slamming on brakes. Yeah, I see it all the
right.
time.
You know, they do more speeding in the inner city than they do on the highway, because in the inner city, you're going to run up on traffic, you're going to have to slow down for
mm-hmm.
people and this and the other. But you can't pay them cocksuckers to get out there on the highway and speed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you why. You want to know why? Because they do not know where them speed traps at. That's why they're not going to speed out there on the highway.
Yeah. Man.
See, you got plenty of room out there on the highway to speed, but they don't want to speed. But in the city, goddammit, where it's 30... 40 miles an hour up and down the streets or whatever, they want to speed and shit. I said, man, you motherfuckers just really ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't pay them motherfuckers to speed out there on the highway. And I see
yeah,
goddamn well. I see where, excuse me, Whitnum inviting folks to come down there to Memphis to the races and shit. Shit, y'all need to repair them goddamn bridges y'all got going into Memphis.
They ain't gonna kill somebody trying to cross the bridge.
I'm telling you, goddamn I-40 bridge got cracks in it and shit. I said, Lord have mercy.
Oh, God. Well, them was a hell of a crack, too, kid.
Yeah. I said, man.
Man, what's happening?
What's happening with you, man?
Nothing much, man. Hey, I wasn't just looking at you, man. I was just making
sure you didn't go to sleep.
I'm just making sure you hadn't
overslept.
That's all I was trying to do.
Yeah, I believe
that.
You, Big Mark. I believe.
What up, Mark? What's going on, man?
Oh, not a whole lot, man. Sitting there looking at all this champion engagement stuff. Hey, kid, how many people you think going to actually get out?
Oh, well.
Mark, your phone sounds like SWAT right now.
Yeah, your phone does sound kind of bad. But I'm looking at if you got 30 locked in races, maybe a third of them will get off.
Okay. Am I coming in any better now?
Yeah, you sound a little bit better. Very little.
Okay. Yeah, I'm coming through the car, man. My speaker went out on this cheap ass raggedy ass phone. I just paid $182 for.
Oh man, they owe you a refund. At least $150.
It was only warranted for 7 days. Then you got to send it to the manufacturer. The manufacturer said he got to have it for 2 weeks, and he ain't got no replacement to send me. I said, "No, no goddamn man."
What did you say it is? The headset, the earpiece?
What you going on, crew?
Hello? Mark. Oh, what big boy?
Yeah, yeah,
sound like he's died out.
No, I'm here. It's like I said, the speaker went out, so I got it playing through the car system. I can hear you guys nice and clear.
The speaker went out in the phone?
Yeah. Phone ain't even...
That gotta be a rarity.
Yeah, this phone ain't even 3 weeks old. The rain, it won't rain, and you can't go to external speaker.
Oh, man.
And when you took it back to them, what'd they say?
Man, they talking about you got to send it to the factory because the warranty in the store was only for 7 days. I said, well, you didn't say nothing.
Man, that's bullshit. That phone warranty is a year.
Yeah, with LG. So now it's on me to send the phone to LG. But they told me they got to have it for 2 weeks, and they don't have a phone I could use. While they got my phone, so I'll be without a phone for 2 weeks. I said, y'all lost your damn mind.
Yep.
So I'm gonna call.
So ain't no LG repair places around, close around? Did you look for any repair places that serve the LG phone?
Yeah, they said you got to send it to their main tech people. They gave me an address, and they said I had to send it to UPS and send a return box. I don't even get the free.
Yeah, somebody blowing in the phone.
No, that ain't me.
Uh oh.
Sound like somebody eating a slurpee.
Speaking boy, what's going on?
Nothing much. Chilling like a villain. Just leaving the racetrack out here. Goddamn it, looking at everybody go up and down this track. Got chilly out here, though.
Oh, man.
What is that, 41?
Yeah, man.
Hell no. Man, stop playing. I'm at home.
You know he had to grow, man. Cut that out.
Man. You know I'm at home.
I thought it might have ventured over to 41. You know, you leave home sometime.
I go visit. I do leave home. I go visit. I'll be at 131 next week. The week after that, I'll be at 41. I don't mind.
Y'all see that
poster
41 put out?
What they say now?
They say they're going to glue them up. They want all the fans, the radio guys, to come test their track out.
Oh yeah, but they charge you $300. They charge you $300 to come test. They say
it. That's rough, ain't it?
Yeah, that's just a test for the radio to show you that the track is hooking. You want all the big timers to pay $300 to come test. That's a mean test pass.
Yes, sir.
But he's trying to prove a point now.
Right.
And ain't nothing wrong with it. The track looks real nice. You got no issue with it. Hey, I'm going to tell you just like this. It looks better than our track. It looks better than it looks better than home track for me.
Get him out.
And the, and the first day out, them boys is out there hooking.
Yeah. That's the
first
thing.
Day.
Get the dog out.
32-29. Your mic is open.
Yo. What up, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, I've been meaning to get on one of these shows to tell somebody. But,
Hey, John, get out.
Who that running the child care?
Man, that's me. It's Peanut. This Peanut, little bud.
What up, Peanut?
Hey, what up, Peanut?
What up, y'all? So, from the little extracurricular event that happened the other day, I end up with somebody's keys.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody been missing some Chevy truck keys, they got house keys and everything on it too. So if anybody been missing some, I got them. They've been in my truck since that night. So, just pass the word around. If anybody missed some Chevy keys and some house keys.
Okay, Peanut.
Hey, y'all,
I want to tell y'all.
Hey, listen, anybody want to go to tape race, I have a deal going on. $300, that's fair going back and forth, and a hotel room for the 2 days. I'm charging $300 per person. And you're going down there in a Greyhound bus, one of the big buses, so you can be comfortable, and go on down there and come back.
Now,
give me
the
deal
that,
of the century.
Preacher Boy?
That's for, are we doing it for tape race?
Tell you having a race.
Anybody want to go down there to Alabama Steel? Steel Alabama, how you say it?
I got
a ride service. $300.
Okay.
Round trip, and that covers your room and your trip back and forth. Now, you got to pay to get in the track your damn self.
Now, how much is that fare again?
$300. And it's a
okay,
nice room.
That ain't bad at all.
Nope, it was a good deal.
You got time.
That's a good deal, man. How come I'm taking this big head ass on here promoting this race, man? Where you at, Tate?
Well, it's back in October or August or something. So I guess you're trying to wait.
August, but I'm. Hey, you got to start early. That's
yeah,
why I'm starting
like
early on
got
promoting
start early.
For the ride.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm also have it for going down to Florida, but I don't know what the price is going to be going to Florida now. It's going to change because I got to make, reservations for all the rooms and stuff. But
yeah,
I got room for 55 people on the bus.
Yeah, that's a good deal there, Peter Moore.
I said, all y'all gotta do is contact me. Y'all know my number. If not, y'all get on the radio station and y'all can contact me through anybody in the morning show or on Big Eddie show or Sam show. Y'all know how to get in touch with me.
That's all.
And I don't want to hear that when the last minute comes. I'm going to say, hey, can I get out? It's over with.
Got a point there.
Yeah, 55 people, it'll be gone quick.
I'm just letting people know ahead of time. You got plenty of time to think about it, do what you want to do, do your research. Y'all know how much a room costs, period. So if I'm telling you $300 and rooms are goddamn $100 or something a night, you know you're ahead of the game.
Yes, sir.
This is to get the people out the city that want to go see Tate race to get around to go see races.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So then y'all going to leave, like, the bus going to leave the hotel at a certain time to go to the track every day and come back?
Yes, yes. It's going to drop you off at the track where you can go, but you pay to get in the track and do what you do. And when it's time to go back, we take you back to the hotel.
Good report. Sound like a good deal.
You're getting a special service,
mm-hmm.
man. I'm just trying to get shit going for us to have a good time, man, the fellowship. I have
yes,
more
sir.
Details for you, once I start getting people to come in. Now, if I don't get enough people to come in, I'm going to have to cancel it. But I'm only trying to help them. It ain't about making money right now. It's about trying to get people to go to the races that want to go and can't afford to go. You're going to spend more than that driving down there. One way.
Yeah, I guess O.K. didn't want me to know he's having a race, man, because he don't want me to come up there and spoil it for him, so he kept it quiet for me.
He mentioned that race. You must not be keeping your ear to the ground. You must be keeping your lips to your ears.
He ain't mentioned it on my show or to me. I hadn't heard. This is the first I heard of it.
When have you been on
your
show?
And I want to have the... Yeah, he was on there last week.
Okay.
But he was. See, he didn't want me to know because he figured he could slip by. He don't want me to slide up it up there on him. You know, him and Chuck and him. You know, I'm kind of dangerous to them boys. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to let him be public enemy to you. I'm going to broadcast it. I ain't going to let him be public enemy to you.
I appreciate it, man. He probably know I know now. He probably shaking like a chimney right now. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Shaking like
a leaf in the wind.
Oh, shit. I'm going on mute.
Yeah, you opened up a door for
that. Hey, kid.
What up, Chuck?
If this motherfucker say, Justin is $300 and he say, oh, shit. What the fuck are you think he going? He ain't going out of town no motherfucking way. What the fuck is he hollering about? He ain't going to bring that slow shit. That shit
can't even go
to his home track. So what the fuck is he whining about now?
Chuck, you very disrespectful, man, to the big head.
I only telling the truth.
Chuck, pay $300.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, then.
Hey, Chuck, he can pay $300 and come watch.
That cheap motherfucker ain't going to spend $300 to get to the track. So you know he ain't going to do nothing.
The fuck
is he talking about whining about $300 to test? Well, he ain't going to spend $300 to get to his own track. You're going to see that motherfucker out this year. So you know he ain't going to Alabama.
Because
he knew you wasn't coming, motherfucker.
Oh, man. In other words, you trying to say Eddie ain't going to leave out the city limits. Is that what you're trying to say?
What you
trying to
he
say?
Don't even
he's
go
a,
across
hey,
the state line.
Hey, what you trying to say, a hood rat? He's a hood rat.
Yeah, he's a hood rat.
Yeah,
you got to know about it.
Y'all know I am on this phone and I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cool.
What difference does that make?
You listening? You know that. You know they don't give a damn about you listening.
Stop me when I'm lying. That's all.
Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna stop me
doing,
at all
Chuck?
Because
I
don't live in Alabama. I live in Chicago. I don't live in Alabama.
Yeah, but you don't even go to Indiana and you live in Chicago. And you don't even live in fucking Chicago. So what's the difference?
You say I don't go to Indiana. The last couple of times I went to Indiana, you wouldn't even bring your car out there. So don't sit up there talking about I won't go to Indiana when I go.
Why should I bring my car to sit up like everybody else and wash it off and park in the staging lanes? And
not the car show.
Why the fuck should I bring my car out? Yada, yada, yada. I'm gonna catch
but I had
later.
My car. I tell you what, I had my car more times you had this year than you had in the last 2 years. How about that?
I ain't been nowhere this year, man.
Well, what the fuck is you talking about then? It's 60 degrees somewhere in the United States.
You got a point.
Let me talk to somebody that's reasonable. Let me talk to somebody that got a little sense.
Somebody that's going to lie to you?
Yeah. What up, man?
I tell a man, I tell a man, I'm going to be at the track on this day. Mm-hmm. I be at the track on that day. I get him well in advance that I'm going to be there on that day. And then mm-hmm. I'm there by myself. He come out there without his car. I don't want to see his ass. I want to see that goddamn slow-ass car here. I can get in his
Lord,
ass.
How much?
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
I can't break
what
you down
Chuck?
The track.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
What up, Chuck?
What's the fastest way to get me to the track? You know I'm definitely coming.
Locked
I guess
in.
You drop a deposit.
Locked in.
There you go. See, everybody ain't
Locked
dumb like you, Eddie.
Hey, kid.
Everybody ain't
hey,
dumb
kid.
Like you.
What up, Eddie?
Hey, kid. He wouldn't
what
even
up,
take
Eddie?
My deposit, man. He wouldn't even
oh,
take
no?
my deposit. So how I'm gonna, yeah, what I'm going to do? Give my deposit at a shotgun, like a shotgun wedding?
Yeah.
Here, take my deposit,
yeah,
I'll
you,
shoot you.
Yeah, you can't force him to take it now.
I can't force him to take it. I tried to get
yeah.
to him, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't help it because I know more zip codes than the 6-0 zip code.
Ah, there we go. There we go about that. We ain't said nothing about that there, man.
Well,
this year when I come to
send
you,
your mother,
show up.
Send your motherfucking deposit over here tomorrow, and I'll make sure I have that bitch there.
Oh, shit.
Next time I call on you, I'll be sending my deposit. I ain't calling
you
on
you
right now.
You don't be sending shit.
I can't say your name right now.
You
I got
on some shit
right
for
now.
A fucking ghost car that still ain't going to race me. Y'all
well,
had 2 years to get that bitch together, and it still ain't together.
Damn.
Well, your bone
I don't need no
round.
You know what?
Your partner,
you know what? Fuck it.
I'm
going
to
be quiet because... I don't even know why I'm talking because the same fucking results going to come, and I ain't crazy.
Oh, man.
Damn, Chuck,
you're well, just hold your horses. Just hold your horses, then. We'll see. That's all I got to say. Time will tell.
Eddie, you be dead time I let go of the fucking horses.
Oh, Lord. Come on now,
man.
Chuck. Don't do the man like that.
Now, how long you want me to hold these motherfuckers?
Damn, now, come on, man.
Trying
you hear Preacher
glue,
Boy?
He wants you to hold
Preacher Boy
to
say
glue.
That don't sound good, man. He say don't do that. Now, all Preacher right. Boy don't say that don't do that. You shouldn't do that.
I don't lie, so you just want me to be quiet?
Yeah, that'd be better.
No.
So be quiet, man.
All right, I'm going on mute,
man.
I'm going on
you
mute.
Don't hurt the man's feelings, man. Yeah, Eddie.
Thank you, Preacher Boy.
Hey, man, I'm trying to save you, man, but you jumped your ass in that thing, and it burns your ass cheeks. Hold on.
Yeah, it did get a little hot there, Preacher Boy. I ain't gonna lie, it did get a little hot. Got a little warm. But I don't get no fuck about Chuck, though. I'm gonna show y'all that. Just wait till the right time. I mean, Chuck my duck. He my duck now. We cool than a motherfucker, but they ain't got nothing to do with me getting that ass.
Huh.
Yeah, man. I don't know if they got their four-car shootout together yet. I know it's supposed to be,
Yeah, man, I ain't got a phone call. Now back to the ranch.
Yeah. I was saying, I don't know if they
yeah.
got that all the particulars together on that four-car shoot out there, but it's supposed to be Tate, Leroy, I think Bud, and I don't know who the other car they going to get. I don't know if they're trying to get Cal City or somebody. Yeah.
Oh, man. Not the four-car shoot out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on the 5th at the show.
Mm-hmm.
All of them supposed to be on horsepower. On the motor. On the motor. They ain't gonna spray them. They go all around on horsepower. There.
Nah.
See, Chuck
that
can't,
like
Chuck can't get in that race there because, yeah, Chuck can't get in that race
no
right there even if
he ain't got no motor.
Around. No, he
gotta
have
no
that
motor.
Shit. He gotta have. He can't go down the track without telling him that shit.
Paul, man.
Yeah, he got to turn that shit on. He ain't got no horses without that shit.
Thank you.
Oh, got a hand up there.
What's going on, Eddie?
What up, Sean?
What up,
Sean? What's going on, man?
Oh, not much, man. What's just a four car shootout? What's the rules to that four car shootout?
I don't know. Be a bear. That's all I can say. You bring your car. I just named the people who's supposed to be in it.
I just got on. I didn't get to hear anything. Okay.
Yeah. It's supposed to be Tate, Bud, and Leroy so far.
Okay.
Room for one more. It's all I know, they supposed to put up $2,000 apiece, and they gonna try to pay the pot out extra $2,000 on top of it, so it'll be a $10,000 pot.
Okay.
Lord, how much?
Supposed to be on 28, 29, anytime.
Anything you want, except motor.
Anything you want, man.
As long as it's on motor. Okay. All right. So
yeah.
Who running it? Who we getting in touch? Sam or Leroy?
Now listen now. You know that ain't
Leroy,
no supercharger,
man.
No turbo. They ain't got no supercharger, no turbos, or none of that in that.
Yeah, he said horsepower.
All nuts.
Right.
Right.
All nuts.
On the motor. That sounds like some good action.
Ain't it?
Yeah,
that sounds real sexy. Sound like they're going to have a ball there, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's the battle royal there.
All you got to do now is show up and show out.
Yeah.
That's the battle royal of the big timers.
Yeah, so, I mean, I...
Now, that's what
I,
you call the big dog.
Yeah. I just trying to get the information. I went live earlier, and people was calling me earlier about what all, you know, about the shootout and stuff, so I didn't have all the information, you know, so I said I was going to try to get in touch with Sham and Leroy tomorrow. That way I can give some more information out about it, you know.
Well, when we get that one squared away, I'll let you know.
Firsthand.
Okay. And the other shootout that I think Trans Am boys will be doing that one. So you gotta talk to him about that. What's his name, Barry White?
Oh man.
You talking about Lil Al? Barry White.
Yeah. He supposed to call. I had tried to get him to come on the show and talk about it, but he must have couldn't get permission. He never did come on, never did call me back.
Ooh,
I had a buddy of mine.
He couldn't get permission. Hey, see, didn't I just tell you, Eddie, you keep putting your ass in the fire? What you mean he ain't getting no permission? You meddling, man.
Well, he never would come on the show, man. I've been asking ever since I heard about it to come on the show. I said I had a buddy that wanted to get in on it. Nobody never came talk to me, so.
Y'all talking about the shootout for Sham Race, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The first shootout.
It's supposed to be a small block, RCR glass, 28, nitrous, and all motor cars, you know. I don't think they really run away with no turbo cars.
Okay, but I'm going to stop you right there. Listen, I'm going to stop you right there because the Trans Am boys ain't got no small block. A 455 is not a small block. So I guess it's whatever you bring.
No, I said all motor cars. So I guess if it's a big block and it's all motor, they probably let it in. I don't know. You can't quote me on it, but that's what I was told when they asked me that I want to get in. Small block nitrous or the all motor cars. All steel, all glass,
right.
You know, fiberglass hood and stuff, that's cool. But that's in 28. That's really the quite like, you know, all the little middleweight, little weight, whatever they want to call them, all them people. It's a shootout for them. No, he was saying 500 to get in, winner take all.
Hey, Peter, is that the same race I talked about 6 months ago?
Same exact.
Yeah, the one.
Okay.
There you go, Eddie.
I mean,
now you found a place to fit in.
Seven oh eight 0406.
Your mic is open.
Hey, Eddie, I'm back again. What's going on? It's Gerald.
I ain't done too much, man. Hold up, Gerald.
There go your permission slip now.
Gerald never could get him on. He never did come on.
Yeah, he got to talk to y'all about that.
I think if you're gonna try to promote right. something, you know, you should do it on all the shows.
Because I don't know nothing about no shootout that he's trying to do. I mean, I heard that he's trying to put one together, but I don't know no particular.
That's what I'm saying.
Trying to leave
That's up. You know, I try to open my show up. You know that preacher boy. I always told you, anything you got to say, come on with it. I try to open my show up to everybody. Come on and promote or do whatever they got to do or talk about it. You got to sell something or whatever you want to do. All you got to do is come on with it.
I'm glad you said that, Eddie, because I should be Drag Nation News t-shirts, hats, socks.
Oh yeah, you know that, man. You know that, son. You can do whatever you want.
I know. I'm just messing with Jay.
Yes,
I know, man. I know.
Y'all
I went live real
quick, man. Again.
Oh yeah, and the DVDs also.
Okay.
I got somebody else that can take pictures. And then video too now, so.
Oh man, not the hired help.
Man, well I'm the hired help. It's his thing. So, Marquis gonna be doing more of the videos and videoing while I take the picture. So, I feel better with him being on the outside of it.
So you gonna have your t-shirts and stuff out at Leroy and Sam event too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm having that too.
Hey man. Hey, that man that promised me a t-shirt 4 years ago and I ain't still got it. I have to change the size of it.
Somebody got a radio or something playing in the background, TV or something. Could you mute your mic to you ready to talk?
Yeah, I asked Sean for a shirt 4 years ago and ain't got it.
Oh man.
You had a shirt 4 years ago and I ain't give it and you ain't get it?
No, yeah, I ain't got it.
You didn't pay that $20, that's why you ain't got it.
That's probably why you ain't got it.
Oh man.
I don't know.
Ooh, wee.
No, man.
Ooh,
wee. Oh, no, Preacher Boy wasn't talking to you, man. Preacher Boy was not talking to you, Chuck.
But see, that's the difference, Eddie. If I don't know something, then I don't want to know. You want to know. Preacher Boy know how this shit go.
Hey, Chuck, I'm in the gas station with a lot of people. That's why I ain't respond to you, man, to be honest.
It don't matter.
I would have told you, sir. I would have told you something, but it wouldn't work.
You can still tell me, but it don't make no fucking difference. You know why I go to
pay
that $20.
It ain't
going to
change nothing. It ain't going to change nothing.
That's right. It ain't going to change the goddamn thing.
It ain't
going
to change nothing. You already did what you had to do and say what you had to say, so it ain't going to change nothing.
Fuck that preacher boy. Text it to me.
Boy,
I'll get to it, man.
I can say that, little bro. I can say that, little bro.
Oh man. Well, I definitely have out there, man, all sizes, man, on the fifth. For sure.
Yeah. You have me in size out there too?
If you give them to me early, you give them to me now, I guarantee you I have them. I know I got Chuck size. What size you need, Eddie?
We
I might have
same,
it all.
We want the same size. What size you got for Chuck?
Oh, then I got you. I guess.
Chuck need a bed. Hey, listen.
Ain't no motherfucker wearing no
big
six sections out
need
here, but Eddie.
He need a curtain or a bed sheet.
I didn't know you were selling curtains and bed sheets.
Damn, that's kind of hard, preacher boy, and I just tried to take up for you, man.
Hey, man, I didn't ask nobody to take up for me. Hold on now, Eddie. I didn't ask them nigga to take up for me.
Boy, y'all, I'm a cool, you know, so I didn't want Chuck saying anything to you, man. So you know what I'm saying.
Hey, listen to me, man. Listen to me. Hey, let me stop you. Listen, you tooted your ass up and got in that conversation. Should have kept your ass cheeks to that motherfucker feet you sit low.
I heard you talking to Sean about what size I wear, man.
Yeah, but you lied though. You talking about the same size Chuck wear. You ain't said the same size Chuck family wear. you want them to throw all that shit together.
Hey, Sean.
That's a compliment.
We're talking later, man, on the back line. We're talking later on the back line, Sean.
Hey, Sam. He said, man, Sean. He said, Sean, you got tits? You making tits?
Boy, y'all ain't
Hey man, what happened to the show yesterday? Hey, Big Ed, I ain't being disrespectful. I know this your show day, but I want to know what happened to the show yesterday.
I couldn't tell you.
Why you didn't have a show yesterday?
I don't know.
He wanted you to have all the credit. He wanted you to have all the credit this week.
He's a good guy. He might have did that for me.
Yeah. We're going to let them have that moment then. Let them say you gave you something.
Hey, preacher boy. Preacher boy.
Yeah.
How would he want Eddie to have the goodies and Eddie don't know shit about what shootouts are going to happen or whatever? So what goodies is Eddie going to know about? They treating him like a bald-headed stepchild.
Right, you right, because they didn't even tell them they was having them motherfucking
race. They ain't tell them
God
nothing.
Damn, Eddie, you ain't worth
shit. Hey, preacher boy, I don't know about that shootout, but I know about the $2,000 the Focus shootout. That's what I'm trying to bring to the people, what I know, man.
Okay.
Right. They got room for one more person that want to run on a motor for $2,000 they can get in it. There's one more person that can get in there, Chuck. If you like to come on in there.
How about if you over? You don't know they got all four, but they ain't going to tell you that. I'm letting somebody else tell you that.
I'll find that out.
Well,
they
I
didn't
just,
have all four the last
I was
time
snitching.
I
hey, listen, I must have been snitching. I must have been snitching about pay race. I ain't know it was no secret, but, yeah, Eddie, they trying to go, baby. They trying
it,
to
it,
go.
It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret, preacher boy. It's just that they don't want me to come up there because they think I'm going to ruin the party, you know, by knocking
honestly,
the ass off.
I think it's like
you
this. This is what I really think. I want you to hear what I think. I think they knew they wasn't going to waste their time because you wasn't going to be able to go.
Oh, shit.
So they wasn't even going to waste their time.
Man, I thought, man, you could have a real conversation.
God damn. I couldn't get that answer out fast enough.
I was just reading them people's minds, man. They don't respect you, man. Now, if they was giving away free shit paper, yeah, you might have showed up.
What, free electricity?
Yeah, free electricity. Anybody that tore a grill in, let them in.
A grill?
Yeah.
What's going to be on the motherfucking grill? That's what I want to know.
Shit. You had that motherfucking Firebird on that last grill. You had your car on that motherfucking grill after I seen you. You was sizzling your goddamn self up.
Yeah, but he was stealing them people electricity. That was the fucked up part.
Yeah. As though he didn't have no taco, he had a city card.
Y'all kind of hard on the Big Eddie tonight. I'm going on mute. It's y'all show. Fuck y'all.
No, Eddie, don't go on mute, man. We got to have somebody to have fun with. Because ain't no more street racing. Ain't nothing happening right now. You ain't got nobody to deep fry. You ain't got nobody to fry up or nothing right now.
Yeah, you got a point,
Did you fry somebody last week, Eddie? Eddie.
Yeah.
Who you cry?
Well, it'd be so many accidents, right?
I fried.
Do a shit right here.
I fried Eric. I fried Eric last week, but he had his fire suit on.
Thursday, Friday.
Huh?
What, told you? My soul is on.
What?
Yeah.
I fried Eric last week, but he had his fire suit on.
You ain't fried Terrio?
Not last week. Hold on, let me hit this again.
No.
773-9569. Your mic is open.
Oh. Hey, Chuck, he fried me, but I jumped out the grease. I was slippery. He fried me, Chuck, but I jumped out the grease quick. Hey,
nah, that was two weeks ago, Terrio. Last week, I just fried air.
I thought that you fried me and the grease wasn't hot enough, so I jumped out.
No, last time.
Yeah, they
should have
fried your dumb ass.
Hey, Chuck, I can't be that dumb, man. I'm okay.
Hey,
Chuck. Whatever happened,
I hope
it worked out for you, bro.
Hey, Chuck,
you can't talk to the
king of the
streets. Hey,
you can't talk to the king of the street like that, because he didn't retire now.
Yeah, you need to retire with them motherfucking people stalking your ass.
Chuck, you ain't shit.
Hey.
If anybody on speakerphone and they not talking,
hey, preacher boy, that's real shit.
You said it. Now leave that alone.
Find you a new page.
You know that's serious, though.
You know that's my boy. I ain't gonna fuck with him like that. I can still call him a dumb motherfucker, but he still cool with me.
You might do.
Yeah. He had his reign of terror. Now, goddammit,
yep,
I see his ass on 26th Street for a few days.
Oh, man.
I hope that shit don't go like that, but you never know.
Nah. That ain't, hey, some shit be funny and some ain't, Chuck. Serious
shit
ain't always funny.
Hey,
you
man, it's still fucking funny. I don't want it to happen, but it's still fucking funny because they put all the fucking evidence on Facebook. The dumbest shit in the world.
Yeah.
Y'all know it.
Yeah. Hey, it is what it is, Chuck.
Yeah.
What
did
it say? Motherfucking head.
You know these keywords here, Chuck, and you never forget them. The catching come before the hanging.
Yeah. I just hope you come from under that shit and take that weak-ass boogity-boo to the track. That's all. Keep his old ass out the way like everybody, like all the rest of the old motherfuckers. Dumb motherfucker fucking with them young boys. Yeah, it's all good, man. It was exciting for me. I hope y'all hurry up and start back. I ain't got shit else to do. Watch it 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm eating lunch.
We got another 2 or 3 weeks, and we're going to be able to watch a lot of good drag racing. Starting next weekend, we'll be watching goddamn it, Three Lugs and Zay. And then the weekend, what that?
Oh,
weekend what after
that,
God damn it.
What that at?
The Royal
what
Rumble. 131.
Oh,
131,
baby. Yeah.
So we got plenty of goddamn shit to sit down and eat breakfast to and talk about.
Yeah, let's see how that one turned out. Yeah.
Hey, 131, that's next week, right?
Yeah,
that's next week.
Yeah. Let's see what the fuck is going on out here.
Now, if anybody wanted to see some good races this weekend, you should have left tonight and headed to St. Louis.
What?
What's going on down there?
Going down, the MAC or whatever that fucking shit is.
Oh, MMCA?
Down there.
Oh, okay. Forgot
yeah.
About that.
Yeah. All weekend down in St. Louis, they getting it in.
Yeah, they going
to pull out
down there.
Yeah, I was going to go down there, and I changed my mind. I was like, fuck it. I turned around and went to the Grove. I left this morning to go there, and I turned around and went to the Grove. They was open at 12. I went up here and watched them all damn day. Well, like you said, the Battle Royal is coming, man. And within the next 2 weeks,
so who else supposed to run? Who else supposed to run next week?
Well, them Detroit boys got some action going on with their fast car. Whatever the name of that fast car they got from Detroit supposed to be running.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. They going into battle with each other and a lot of other shit. Like I tell you, if you're a fan of drag racing, just go and look at the cars go down the track. At least they're going down that 2x2, not 1x1.
Right.
You got a point there.
I just finished watching the bracket races.
I think I ride up there Saturday to watch.
Yeah, I just finished watching some goddamn bracket races. At least it was two cars going down at the same time.
I think I can get away that weekend. Yeah.
Good.
They might even take Mudbone up there with that slow motherfucker.
Nah, won't be going up there. No, sir.
Okay.
Now,
just
Chuck,
checking.
Let me tell you something. If and when they beat you, goddamn, they're going to fry your ass for a whole week.
Man, them motherfuckers.
You might be on the grill for a month.
Hey, preacher boy, I ain't even worried about no
Chuck,
shit like that.
Hey, preacher boy, I wouldn't do Chuck like that, man, because I know he wouldn't do me like that, so I wouldn't do him like that.
Man,
the
that
whole
man
problem is we
got to
wait on for a whole fucking another year for them to get ready. That's the problem.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, Big Eddie. He'd have been pushed your big ass in the ditch if he had the strength. He just trying to push your ass in the hole for Logan.
Nah, Chuck just be playing, man. He don't want to do that. He just be playing.
Nah, I ain't playing, motherfucker. I'll push you over that motherfucker
what?
With my truck. Fuck you. I got something to move your ass, that's for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Not the Duramax.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So who been out the 41? What did it look like?
Oh, no. They said it looks pretty
when
nice.
Sean at, I know he been out there.
Yeah, as I said, it looked pretty nice, Chuck.
Yeah.
I ain't been yet. I've been
sure
getting
look
a
like
lot of stuff
hooking,
about it. It's pretty good
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you look out your windows, you'll see the hooking.
Yeah.
I seen live video,
you
man.
No
I seen live video.
Well, shit, you just keep watching TV, dear Eddie, because you wouldn't know hooking if it stuck to your ass, dude.
Yeah.
Is that right?
God damn, preacher boy.
Hey, man.
God damn. You gonna let him talk about you like that, Eddie?
Man, that man ain't gotta read about no slick, no nothing.
I can't do nothing but let him talk right now, man.
Hey, listen, that man ain't bought new slicks in 15 years. They still new. He done did 10 by now, still got the titties on it. Look, he still
got
the nipples on the
stick. ain't did one burnout, man. Just one.
The 2-year-old sticker tire. Oh. God damn.
They did one burnout, man.
Eddie Slick's robber. Hey, Eddie Slick's dry rot. They don't get wore out.
Gotta make a move, Eddie. You gotta make a move, man.
Hey,
man, you know the first time Eddie Race, he won't be the co-host no more. As soon as he got down and get a race and go down, it's over with. No more co-host.
Oh, shit.
Fire
his ass right there. Huh?
Yep, find him on the spot. He might work quick. When you got a show, you a no-go.
Damn, Eddie. They gonna fire you.
One thing for sure, preacher boy. One thing for sure. Once I get it to go down the track, I'm gonna be all over your motherfucking back. I don't think shit about you. Fuck you.
Hey, that's it. That shit sounds good. I ain't never seen them put a rep on the field tower to make your shit go.
Good. It ain't just sounding good. It's gonna be good. I don't know what you think.
You know that.
I don't know what you make
you
think.
You know they not racing down ramp.
I ain't got no reason to be.
They ain't got no downhill racing. Hey man, they ain't got no downhill racing.
It don't matter. It don't matter
if
you're going up or downhill. You just got to do what you got to do, boy. Because I'm coming to see you. You believe that?
Man, I'm gonna beat the funk off your ass.
I don't
want to
talk
about
it right now because I can't do shit right now. But soon as I'm able, I'm coming to see you, Mister. That's a problem.
So listen. Listen to me, sir.
I'm just letting you know.
Stay
I'm
in your
letting you know, motherfucker. You
stay
under,
in
you're on my list. You is in
when,
my.
When you can't,
I think
listen,
you is in my lane.
Did you hear what they just
matter
said?
Of fact, you,
did you hear what
you
they said?
You track up under
when
me.
You ain't got no oil pressure, you're supposed to shut the fuck up.
I got
oil
pressure. I got oil pressure.
And you ain't get. Then what's keeping you?
Yes,
Kevin, what's taking you so long? You. What's taking you so long?
Some other things I got to deal with right now. That's all.
Being
but you ain't
going
to be saying
up.
That I beat that ass. You're going to be saying, I wish he had took longer.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about winning or losing. It don't even bother me no more.
I know.
I just sit back and watch now. Cross my arms and I'm a damn good spectator. I'm gonna become listen, I'm taking notes from Chuck Book. I'm just gonna become an alcoholic.
Come on, man.
I just drink I drink Heineken and Corona. I ain't drinking no old style and shit like that where he drink Bud Light. None of that.
That ain't what you drink, Chuck. That ain't what Chuck be drinking,
style.
Man.
I think he did Bud Light or something like that.
Something like that.
Miller's Light.
Miller
High Light, yeah. I knew it one of the two.
Yeah, I just got a fresh 60 in it.
He said a fresh 60.
That man said 60. That man said 60. He didn't say a six pack. He said 60.
Shut up,
man. That's
that
when he had the truck pulled up.
That ought to last me to Sunday night, at least. I hope.
Hey,
oh,
the man
get
had
the
a truck
out
pull
out
up to his house. The truck pulled up to his house and parked. Hey,
oh,
Chuck,
goddamn,
I can't get that drunk. I can't get that drunk. I'm up to, I drink, goddamn it, two-fifths a week, goddamn it, on Hennessy. I can't go no farther than that.
Well, shit, you putting more alcohol in you than me. Shit.
Yeah, I might be, but I can't tell.
And your stomach bigger than mine.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
$1.7 million in a lot of motherfuckers. Hey, Eddie, that's all I got, a lot of stomach. You got more body than me. I got a lot of stomach.
Why you got to push it off on me, man? Chuck said that. I didn't say nothing.
Because you laugh. Because you laugh, motherfucker. Hey, your shirt's still too big for me.
if I stretch them out, but, you know, right now, shit, hey. I got to shrink your shirts to put them on.
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you how big my stomach is. I went to put the seatbelts on in my car, and they didn't even touch my chest because they couldn't get around my belly. I was laughing my ass off.
I know that's right.
Hey, listen.
God
man,
damn, preacher boy.
This is no bullshit. I'm used to strapping my own car down. Man, I stayed up under that motherfucking guy stuck between the willy bars and the back bumper. Man, I'm having troubles of help. They had to come pick up on the cop like a roll for Monday. Man, we laughed our ass off. He said, man, I thought your leg came off under there. No, bitch, my belly got stuck. I was stuck. Shit, I inhaled to go under there and fucked around and exhaled while I was under there and was stuck.
Hey, that's fucked up.
Hell yeah, that's fucked up. I can't. Hey, Chuck, I can't run the weight off. I can't walk the weight off. I'm fucked.
Yeah. Hey, long as you're moving around.
Yeah, you do damn good, preacher.
Yeah.
You do damn good. That's right.
Man, I refuse to quit, bro. I refuse to quit. Keep it moving.
That's right.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you what's fucked up, though. I do everything myself now. I go to the track sometime by myself. I push the car out the trailer by myself. I winch that bitch in by myself. I'm leaving the track right now by myself. I got my golf cart and everything with me on my other trailer. Hey, man, I don't mind. I might get 50 phone calls from everybody in the world. You okay? Everything all right? Oh, get the fuck off my phone. Y'all want to know you came with me.
That's right.
Oh, they just wanted the info. What happened?
Hey, man.
Goddamn, Chuck.
And see, they stopped me from going to St. Louis. Hey, listen, I was going to St. Louis, like I told you. That's why the golf cart was on the trailer. They called me and said, man, don't go. Don't go to St. Louis. I said, man, I told y'all I wanted to go. Man, my wife called me. My girl called me. My cousin called, don't go. I said, man, fuck y'all. I ain't going. That's too many motherfuckers told me not to. I'm going to listen to this morning this time.
Yeah.
Took my ass on up to the Grove. I went up to the Grove.
Every Thursday and Friday night.
Nah. Yeah, you're right. I went yesterday night and I went tonight. I was there last night, too.
What's up,
kid?
Yeah, it's
chilly tonight, though.
Chuck, why didn't you goddamn tell me about them ragged-ass bridges going into Memphis, man? I would have stayed at home.
You know how fucked up 55 is going through there? Yeah. You think,
man,
you got a motherfucking flat tire every time you go?
It's the goddamn I-40 got goddamn cracks in it and shit. They showed it on the news yesterday.
Hey, they just fixed that shit, and it's falling apart.
I called Whit, goddamn it, told him, don't invite me down, goddamn it, to Memphis no motherfucking more. See, I'll get the bridges fixed.
My cousin was just going across I-80 the other day. He called me. He said, man, what ragged-ass bridge this is, man. He said, this motherfucker all busted his can on. And then the next day, that motherfucker come up with cracks in it, Mississippi.
You got to tiptoe across I-80.
You better take 55 around that motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah, man, if I'm going south, I don't even think about going to 55. I go straight up 57. Going to St. Louis and everything. I go straight up I-57.
Yeah.
south side. You can take 57 down to what's called 74 over to St. Louis.
Yep, and go on across.
Yeah, well, you know, fuck that. Jump on 65. Be done with all of
that. Hell no.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Hey, one year I went down south. Listen, I went down south to go racing with my car, right? And we wind up going to the Delta. And they told me it was a track up in some town style with a B. I can't remember it. Man, they had a wooden bridge. All the cars, everybody was going across it. Man, I got this enclosed, man. I told them, listen, I ain't going to track y'all. They told my man, all other cars going across that bridge. Fuck you and that bridge. I turned around and went back to Mississippi.
Hey, preacher boy, guess what? That wooden motherfucker would have fell apart. You'd have been in the water with all the fucking gators.
I wouldn't have been in shit. I wasn't going across it. It didn't have no, listen, the bridge didn't have no sign. It didn't have no sign railings, but it was made of wood.
Oh,
and
them
white boys was going across that motherfucker with them damn dualies and them enclosures.
Oh, hell no.
Man, listen. My cousin said, you going? Hell no, bitch. We turning around. I'm not going.
What was you in? Mississippi somewhere?
I was in Mississippi, but I was in Delta. I was in the Delta. I'm trying to think of the name of
the
track. The track was back off in the woods. And it was a nice track because they said they had been having I wouldn't drive a car across that bridge. That bridge looked that bad to me. And when I'm telling you,
it's
about.
You had them bridges out there like that, man.
Hey, man, the shit was so funny. It was me and my wife and my cousin. Man, we sit there for about 10 minutes. It had to be about 8 enclosed with dualies pull that car across that bridge. My cousin, man, what are we sitting here for? I'm trying to figure out how I'm bust this U-turn in these motherfucking woods and spin this bitch around. She said, because if he go across that bridge, I'm going to kill this dumb bitch. I said, baby, if we go across this bridge, we all going to die anyway. I ain't going.
Hey, man, the last time I seen one of the bridges, I was a kid in the car with my daddy, man. And he went and sat out on the middle of that motherfucker. I'm like, what the hell we doing here?
Shit.
I ain't know they still had them bridges like that down there, man.
Yeah. When you go down to Mississippi, they still got them wooden bridges with no side railings, man. You could be drunk, you
That's
won't
right.
do.
No side
railings. You're
going
down off in that ditch. You're going down off in that ditch. They don't even tell you not to drink down there. They know if you were drunk down
and
there.
And then the Deltas, man, 9 out of 10, that motherfucker full of gators. Full of gators.
Wow. Yeah, we was in the Delta. You know, the Delta known for fishing with the big fish and all that shit.
Yeah.
We had just, listen, I'm going to tell you why we were staying at. We were staying at my sister-in-law's house in Slaughter, Mississippi. And we left her house to go to the track. They were like, man, the track ain't nothing but 25 minutes, an hour away. I said, man, I'm taking my car to the track. So we all loaded
people
up to go.
Where your country
man,
is.
I
we
saw that bridge.
You talk, man. You can get in this.
Man, I saw that regular ass bridge. I said, I wasn't going. Not at all. Hell no. No, 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 no. Yeah.
If Cooker let us say he'll never come on the conversation because we'll be talking his talk.
And you,
we damn sure talking his
and
talk.
And you know
now.
What?
Where your country ass at? Hey, yeah.
I was on my way to Baton Rouge. Listen, we left there. We left there. The next weekend, I was going to Baton Rouge. I wound up just going to Sicily Island, fucking around in the street in Sicily Island, Louisiana. Fucking around on the street. I played around there, then we came on home. I ran a guy down there, but we supposed to have been running that Baton Rouge track. They said that track was beautiful. I never got to make it.
Well, yeah, Crooked Ladder was going down, man. Oh, shit, what happened? 32. Crooked Ladder dropped off. And he dropped off.
Oh, man. Not the Crooked Ladder.
Call him back. That's my
buddy,
man.
Back. Yeah,
he's calling
him back.
Back.
There you go. Crooked Ladder.
Hey, Crooked Ladder.
It wouldn't let me in. That's the only reason why I wasn't saying nothing. But y'all stay up there.
You was in, but you dropped back off.
Hey,
Crooked Ladder.
What's the name of that track? What's the name of that track down there, man?
Go
in the Delta.
Go
yeah. Now, that wooden bridge, I wouldn't cross that bitch at gunpoint.
Preacher boy, I don't go that way. I go the other way around.
See, they didn't tell me another way around.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
I turned that ass around.
You come through the woods, or you come the other way. Ain't no woods,
right.
But you come through that back side of the depth out there.
Right. Hey, I turned that ass around. They didn't tell me another way around.
And man, still don't like that cooking lot of them. I'm going to tell you something. And them little old bit ass places like that up there in that delta up there and over there on the other side by Tupelo, you run into that kind of
yeah.
Spot and them boom back with them hillbillies. But you come down here on this
wow.
End here, you at home.
Hey, let me tell you, too. I you know, my people, we from Tupelo. I went to
Fort
Worth.
Preacher boy, I'm faggot.
You could do
damn.
A burnout. And goddamn it, and wind up at the finish line at Fulton.
You not gonna run them kind of bridge in Tupelo. Tupelo's a small city now.
Yeah, but no. I'm talking about Tupelo drag strip. I took a rocket through it from the start line to the scoreboard, and I knew that bitch was too short. I went to Blue Mountain. When I went to Blue Mountain, the finish line turned to a one-lane street. You got to have a courtesy call at the finish line. It turned to a one-lane road. So you got to stop and let the other one come through.
If you went to Blue Mountain, you went that
way.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. It'd be so far in front.
Yeah, I went to Blue Mountain. What you say?
If you went to Blue Mountain, you went back in the sticks. That's way back off in the sticks there.
Yes, I went to Blue Mountain, man, and damn near tore her out because I didn't get off the gas to let the other guy get in.
Blue Mountain, one of them tracks, man, that track's so damn old, they put the tar down and then put rocks on it and then covered it with tar again.
Damn.
Yeah, I ran in Fulton, and then I just stopped fucking with both of them and kept going to Holly Springs. I rather took that another 45 minutes and went to Holly Springs all of the day.
You didn't go to Aberdeen?
No, they kept telling me. The guys in Blue Mountain kept trying to get me to go up to Aberdeen.
Yeah, you got Aberdeen over there by Tupelo. Then you got that other Jake's drag strip out there. Old school ass drag strip, but it's decent. But you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna take no super fast car there. You can get that. None of them fucks ain't taking no super fast car too.
Fucking out of work.
My daughter just moved to Canton. So I was going to go down there and visit her and wind up going down to Canton.
Got the fuck out of the way.
Gunport, Leakfield Track, Streetway Haven, Prentice. I go to No Problem. I go to Mobile. I go to Hope, Florida.
See, No Problem is Baton Rouge. That's the one I was going to. I was going to No Problem. And why
yeah,
I know goddamn it ran in the street.
Yeah,
but man, hey,
State Capitol.
Which one of your car ran the best at?
All of them. All of them.
It run pretty good. Blue Mountain?
I ain't been no damn Blue Mountain with no car. I never will go there with no car.
That's a suicide track. Blue Mountain is a suicide track.
Blue Mountain. You niggas stop hating on Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountain.
That's a damn cool
track. Hey, Timo, he's telling you the truth. Nah.
Blue Mountain track
look like it still look like it's still back in the 1940s.
The Blue Mountain, baby. That Blue Mountain.
Hey, Blue Mountain track is just like old Doty. It's like old Dodie is dusty and everything.
Get out there and cut that bitch loose, baby. Get out there and
the
Blue Mountain
is
cut
clay.
That bitch loose.
The pitch is that red clay. It's that red clay back there.
Well, Preacher Boy, you didn't tell him one thing. The damn towel looked like a shack off of Beverly Hills, Billy.
Yeah, Blue Mountain. That's Blue Mountain, baby.
You lie,
man,
this is so funny. You lied to get, listen what the man tell you. You lied to get snake bit trying to get your ET slip. You lied to get snake bit trying to get your ET slip.
Oh, it's a man.
Not at Blue Mountain. Not at Blue Mountain now. Don't tell me who
Well, you don't really have to worry about no snakes at that track, because once them cars crank up and start rumbling and that gas starts flowing around, and they get the hell on. But now, I have been told there have been a few up there, you know, prior to the race event when they clean it up and you know,
cutting
grass,
them trees down. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some big snakes out there.
Yeah, they told me when I was up there, don't get snake bit. It rained. The ground was muddy. They said, man, there's some moccasins up there. You better pay attention while you're stepping in.
Mm. I know you was going to Blue Mountain.
Man, that track is a throwback to old times.
Yeah. And what's killing about it, what's funny about that track, it stays in business. They got people going up there to race, though.
Well, you them hillbillies, that's all
man.
They got to do. That's them hillbillies.
Yeah, they got local.
If you remember back a few years ago when that horsepower TV was coming on, and they showed that old-ass drag strip over that Arkansas, that's just like Blue Mountain, the same thing.
Yeah. But it was flat. See, they was flat. Blue Mountain is up a hill, on a hill.
Because of, you know why it's called Blue Mountain? Because of that mountain that's over there.
Yeah. Who's the letter?
Yes, sir.
Did you make it over by the coast?
Nope.
Wait a minute.
And to be honest with you, kind of glad I didn't. I wouldn't have mind going, but. When they were talking about all that rain, I wasn't making that trip up there like that. Nope. Mm-mm.
How far was you from Memphis?
About 5.5, 6 hours.
God damn, you still far away, man.
Yeah, I'm on the coast. I'm on the water. I'm at the Gulf of Mexico. When you pass me, you're going overboard. You might as well put some swimming trunks on, but you're going swimming. We got 32 miles of beach down. 15 white sand beaches down here. 32 miles of.
No sense of coming down to your town then, huh?
Gee, that's why everybody comes. This is a tourist destination.
They must come down there to dump bodies then.
Mm-hmm.
No, they go over there where I came from in Jackson County. On East Jackson County, they got an alligator for me. Take your ass out there and push your ass over. That's all they got to do. You won't come back.
Hey, quick letter.
Yes, sir.
When I left Vegas, I was going to come your way.
Uh-huh.
When I got in Salt Lake City, going up them mountains,
uh-huh.
I changed my mind. No, I didn't know that joke, boy.
You went the wrong way.
Yeah, I was glad I did too. I wish I had went the other. I mean, I was mad. I wish I had went the other way.
Yeah,
you ain't no joke,
way.
Boy.
They killed your truck, son. They killed your truck.
No, my truck, right? No, I didn't kill the truck, but we run into the snowstorm coming up through the mountains.
He wasn't trying to come down to you, no way, man. I don't know what made him go that way. He just on this phone talking. Ain't no way 10 way up there.
No way. Because all you do is 10 come straight through. 10 will brought you right in here. I mean, you'll be about a mile and a half from my house when you get to 10 on exit on 49. 10 and 49.
I missed the exit. I missed the exit, man.
Hey, Brooklyn, you got to tell him he missed thousands of exits. He missed yours.
Yeah, you're right. Now, Kimo got a point there, man. Kimo got a point there, son.
The GPS was telling me which way to go, man. I think I should have just looked at the map.
Hey, you know what, though, Sean? You should have took Von Quisha and threw her ass out the window because she was lying to
you. Me and Siri was good up until I got in the mountains and it ain't running to that snowstorm.
No. You know good and well you didn't go to no Fed Fine by no GPS. You got that mother out the corner up there in Chicago. You got one of them damn Von Quisha. You know what
I'm telling you.
Sean, didn't I tell you big head ass to turn right?
Hey, Batman's one exit. Almost 20 something out.
I had one of them put me in the lake. I had one of them over down there turn me in the lake. The motherfuckers that turn here.
GPS didn't turn
here.
In the lake. You just You just don't know how to listen.
It ain't no motherfucking one of them
here.
Old niggas on here. They ain't getting no pussy. This motherfucking phone tonight.
It ain't no motherfucking water that ain't no road that way. Hey, cookie letter. Say when you leave his house, you roll over in the wild.
You going in the wild?
Kimo,
south.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo, tell Big Eddie what races y'all got next week. We need an update.
Man, we got old Coleman A. Young. We got old Wesley Snipes. Junior gonna get out there with that goddamn cold blooded. Then you know the infamous. Skin got that goddamn little wheel Hellcat versus motherfucking what you call that motherfucker?
Kamala Harris.
There go your update now, Big Eddie. Them no racers.
He ain't updating me getting into the fam.
Hold on, G. You got that motherfucking
Junkyard versus James Black.
James Black. Oh, man, you got a star-studded cast.
James Black versus Cub.
Yeah.
The Mustang. You got Jimbo running Skinny Kid. Where is this at? A lot of little street car action on Saturday. They got a $10,000
That's all Saturday, right?
Out on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is at Peso race.
What's that free race?
Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, but hold on. What's that free shootout down there?
$10,000, 28. 275, no Willie Bob.
Run with you, bro.
Hope you brought enough.
Yeah, 28, no class card, I think.
Run with you, bro, and hope you brought enough, baby. Run
28,
with you, bro.
Okay.
No bar. No class card.
No class card. Free entry, 10,000.
Wait. Describe the reason for that class again.
You wouldn't be nothing but a duck. You wouldn't be nothing but a duck in that preacher boy.
Oh,
you said what? What did he say?
Damn. No, I didn't hear the rules. I was trying to hear what
you said. I guess it's stock style front suspension. Get your ass up there.
Run what you brung and hope you brought enough.
No class time.
You brought
baby. I run you my Hellcat, freak.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You ain't nothing.
Preacher.
What, man?
Preacher ain't going to fuck with you. He wants you to come on the show and plug the race. So, you know, Pete's trying to act good tonight, man. All I can tell you, he's trying to be on his best behavior today, Will.
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to say to nobody.
I like you.
Yeah, we know, Preacher. I understand what you're doing, Preacher. I had to tell my buddy, you know, you're just trying to pump the race up. I mean, not pump
it up. Hey, Eddie, you bring your ass to the race?
What?
Hell no. Come down to 131 at Brian Davis race? Fuck no.
That's not Brian Davis race. You're giving out false information, son.
What race you talking about?
False information. Peso race.
What race you talking about?
Next weekend, 131.
That's Peso and Brian Davis, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Four guys, more peso chance.
What fucking? Hold y'all. What fucking difference do it make? It's drag racing. If you like racing, you go to see cars go down the track.
Uh-oh.
If you don't like
racing,
keep your black ass at home on your couch and watch YouTube.
Ooh, I like that.
Y'all be
I'm glad
about,
some of you motherfuckers
y'all be about who shit it is.
Tell another motherfucker.
Shit.
No, I ain't going to that motherfucking race.
Y'all be worried about the wrong shit.
No, you worry about You worry about what
do
the fuck you
know.
Worry about.
Do,
and let me
do,
worry about what
do
I worry about.
Do that white man let you in the tent free? Do that white man let you in the tent free when you go every weekend?
I ain't never seen him at 41.
It don't fucking matter.
That's
it don't cost you $1. It don't cost you $1. Hold on. It don't cost you $1 if you he come or not. What he eat don't make you shit. Y'all be worried about the wrong shit.
You just said the right shit, but you need to say it to your motherfucking self. What you eat don't make me shit. So if I do
right,
something my way and I feel
about
somebody
else's
that's
waste,
me.
Man. Listen,
you ain't got nothing to do with that, man. I don't tell you what to do and how to do it.
But y'all always trying to put another
motherfucker
down.
How to think. You ain't trying to put
listen,
nobody down.
You
said
the
dumbass
in the first
going.
Place.
I said,
that's all you say. No, I'm not going. You don't talk about the man race, though. Y'all always talking about they don't never
fuck
come to us. They don't never come to us. It ain't no fucking us, you idiot. You don't own that track.
You the biggest motherfucking one-leg idiot. You the biggest motherfucking idiot it is because you always think you can think for another motherfucker. Nigga, mind your motherfucking business. Don't mind mine.
You can't think for you.
You ain't got nothing to say about me. Just like you trying to say about me.
Listen to me, man.
What you trying to say about me don't apply to you, man.
Listen. You stick your hand in another nigga pocket and hold his dick.
You
stick your hand in another nigga pocket and hold his dick.
You need to
that's
do that
you
for yourself, motherfucker. You ain't no
you
motherfucking
in the weed foundation.
Control of me.
You
man,
in the,
fuck
listen,
you.
You in the weed foundation. Fuck you back.
No, you in the weed.
What you gonna do?
Like I told
you gonna ban,
people, for
you
some
gonna
reason,
ban me from the show?
For some reason, motherfucker, you just put yourself in that category. I'm gonna pull your motherfucking ass back out of it, and you just wait.
Cause
I'm sick of your mouth. You talk
do the
too
same
motherfucking
shit.
Much.
I don't give a fuck about you
nah,
being
you
sick of my mouth.
I don't mind nobody's
dick.
Business, man. I don't fuck with nobody. You don't hear me fuck with nobody. I don't talk about
you. And what your fucking
I don't talk about nobody else.
Now?
It ain't got nothing to do with
now?
You, man.
We've been talking about
no,
your
sir.
Ass
I'm
all the time. But the thing is,
okay.
We talking about some real shit. If you like drag
yeah,
racing, if that was drag racing on the phone.
Oh, you. I love drag racing, but I don't want to go to that shit. I want to go to that one.
Just say I'm not coming,
me.
But you don't have to put it down. You don't have to knock it.
I didn't put it
that's
down.
What I'm
I said
you.
I
the
won't
first
be
one,
that.
Yes, you
that's
do.
What I said.
He said he don't come to our track. He don't come to our track.
I said
he don't
that
come to our
after
track.
The fact. After you started holding on to his nuts,
but you,
when you started hollering like Tom,
holding nobody
on his nuts. That's when
listen
I said
me, homie.
He don't come to our track.
I said if
I
you
said.
Like dick racing, you go to see racing.
Man, look here, man.
You go to the moon if
you
like drag racing.
Motherfucker, you go to a race and you go ahead.
You're right. You
take
right.
Them
Donald
Trump loving ass there, man. I ain't going. That's
hey.
It. That's just it.
I don't
you
want to be
a dumbass, man.
But I can't help myself.
Hey, man. That's why these motherfuckers are called hood rats.
Oh, happy.
They don't
day.
Know how to lead a neighborhood.
Well, it's a good thing
then,
I don't have to leave the neighborhood
get on
to get to your ass. So that's all you need to worry about.
Day.
Ain't no my
hey, man, I'm not worried about hey, Eddie. I ain't never worried about you running me in your life, motherfucker.
And I ain't worried about you.
The fuck out of
I ain't worried about you either, preacher boy. I don't know.
Then.
I don't know what made you all of a sudden become this motherfucker bad that you think you is. You ain't shit. And I'm gonna show you.
Well,
I ain't never been shit. But I
okay.
Let the break go.
Well, that's what I'm gonna show you.
They know who I am.
Well, we gonna
I get
gonna
the ring
see.
And I let
it's
the break
only,
go.
We will see.
Now,
man.
We know you
oh,
in the
man.
We know you in the Weed Foundation. You ain't gonna bust a grape.
Oh man,
you got a Weed Foundation.
Don't worry about it.
Hold on, man.
Don't worry about all that. Don't worry about all that. Just worry about. Don't worry about is my piece of metal that's gonna get that ass from you.
Listen,
don't worry about all that.
Let me see your fat ass.
One-legged
Broadway
Bob.
You
hold
ain't
got to
worry about
listen,
saying, are you racing
my
car, not me?
I'm going to get in this car. I
you racing,
this
you racing my car,
car,
not me. You racing my car, not me.
Hey, then you should shut the fuck up. I'm going to do everything myself.
I ain't
got to
shut the fuck up. It ain't now motherfucker going to make
right,
me shut
right.
The fuck up.
You right.
Because when motherfuckers keep on talking at me, I'm
going
to talk at him.
You going to mute our mic and talk yourself.
Damn right. I ain't got to mute no mic, man. You can talk all the fuck you want. Your mouth been big on here. Ain't never mute your mic. Hey, your motherfucking mic, your motherfucking mouth been big than a motherfucker. I ain't never mute your mic. Why I'm going to stop muting it now?
Oh,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Go ahead and talk. You know I ain't never gonna do you like that. No kind of way.
Hey Chuck. I think I get on this skin worse than you do. Meanwhile, like I said, if a motherfucker like drag racers, they gonna go to the moon and back to watch it.
I'll play her. That's just some buttery bullshit, player. That's just some buttery bullshit.
Goddamn, that goddamn nephew. What a money, Mike.
Player tonight, my name is not Money Mike. I am Cat Motherfucking William, and a 13-year-old whooped my ass. But just watch this.
Where y'all find the trailer people?
Block. Oh shit.
Goddamn, the morning show just slid in the afternoon, y'all. Y'all work it out.
You ain't lying. Hey, they better be lucky that man ain't on here, goddamn it. He gonna start going off.
Mini-me? You talking about mini-me?
You don't know who they talking about when they do that. I ain't gonna say the name because he might be on here. That motherfucker come on mute.
Who y'all talking about when y'all do that?
He's from Texas. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Damn, really? You know about that?
Hey, that's the guy with the horses, preachers. The guy with the horses.
I'll be on the morning show, but I won't be listening to their name like that, man.
Well, I give you a clue. Motherfucker talking about me on this motherfucker show and kiss my mammy's ass.
I don't know. Preacher know him. He probably heard him before. But I don't know.
I don't know him. I heard him say that before, but I don't know.
Y'all talking about old Dre. Why y'all fucking with Dre? Dre on the phone. Hey, Dre, what's up, baby? What that do? Why they fucking with my man? Goddamn, Dre don't get on y'all ass, man.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have nothing to do with that.
I hear the other man always talking about he want to fuck, he going to put what you got in the shower, your driver. He said he going to rape your driver.
Oh, man. Not the one to be classed.
He talking about mad man.
Hell, mad man going to rape your driver.
Yeah, man, he said,
Rob,
be going
he said,
off,
Rob,
man.
Rob get good head. Mad man said, Rob get good head.
Boy, you mad man crazy as a motherfucker, man.
You niggas is hard.
They had me
laughing. Phones.
Hey, man. They had me laughing so hard. I don't be saying that. I just be listening now. Because goddamn it, always end up like me and you just did, Big Eddie, so I don't say shit. But I'll be laughing my ass off.
We ain't doing shit. We just talking, preacher boy. All right, man. Won't take that no kind of way, man. We ain't did nothing. We just
that's
talking.
That's why Chemo got on there talking shit, and I ain't want to eat it. So I don't respond to him no more. Just listen.
I wasn't talking no shit to you, preacher. What are you talking about?
When you first got on the phone, you started saying something. I just ignored you.
Yeah, you did ignore him. He did ignore you, Chemo, because I heard what you said.
Give me a little.
Hey, Chemo, he made it pop.
Made it pop? Oh, okay.
Block.
Y'all crazy, man.
That man, hey, man. Hey, hey. Again, you the first one ever called me a Trump lover in my life.
I'm just fucking with you. I know you don't love, I know you don't love Trump. I'm just fucking with you. I heard you. We even had that conversation before, preacher boy.
Hey, but goddamn, Biden to raise the gas prices. I'd rather have Trump right now. The gas price is too high.
Man, hold on, hold on. Hey. Now
oh,
now you're going to sign goddamn
chemo.
Biden the best thing since Obama.
He is. Brother D, 100% right. 100% right.
Let me ask you this. If I took 75 cents per gallon out your pocket a day, right? Per gallon, you got a 23, this is a 26 gallon tank, right? How much you think you spend an extra a week, right? Okay.
Hey, Kimo. Listen to me, man.
There's so many
other issues.
I spend $400-something
a week.
There's so many other issues that Trump had fucked up than just gas, man. There's so many other issues, man.
Man,
you can't
just look at gas.
Been high before
Biden.
Biden
didn't raise no gas prices. Where y'all get that far? Biden raised gas prices.
That don't make no sense, man. It's so many other
more important
issues, man.
For four years, gas was up under $2. For 4 years.
It ain't been under $2.
Gas was under $2 where? Gas was under $2 where?
That weird. Man, while Trump was in there, gas was under $2. Man, that shit wasn't under $2, man. Crazy as fuck.
Hell no.
Tell him, man.
That's your 49.
It didn't go
under $2. It didn't go to under $2 till it was almost half of him to get out. But it wasn't over $3.
There you go.
Hey, preacher. Let
me tell y'all something, man.
Yeah.
Gas was up to goddamn $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon, goddamn, when Bush was in office. They made trillions of dollars.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
They still ain't spent all that damn money.
Yes, he did.
That's
where
the money's coming in at. They made
supply and demand raise gas prices. Supply and demand raises gas prices. I don't know where y'all get that shit from. Biden raises gas prices.
That ain't true either, because The supply never diminishes. They stay
but
the
like and crooked letter. And preacher boy, why does one subject, one item, one topic make a great president? Oh, he didn't raise gas prices.
Go.
What about
No. I didn't say, stop.
I know you did, but I'm
no
just throwing it out there.
No, I wasn't preaching, boy.
There's some people on the phone. Hold on. There's some people on the phone that believe that kind of stupid stuff. Watch this. The man is trying to take away your voting rights and all that. He thinks that all the big lies. There's 95 people on both sides. White supremacists. All these old racist, stinking, no good, low down lies.
You're right. But the difference was he was a better president in certain things he did because he didn't hide behind the bushes. He walked out and told you bitches, I'm president, I hate you niggas, I want you Mexicans to stay over the border, all that. We've had the president we've had for years. The only president we had for years, they felt the same fucking way he did, and they covered it up and did all the dumb shit. This is going to be signed everything. I'm not saying this motherfucker was no good president. I'm just saying he was too stupid to hide shit. He did everything in broad daylight.
You ain't lying.
He told a woman you ain't nothing but some pussy and wretched grad at her shit.
Yes, sir.
He told these motherfucking Mexicans, I'm building a wall. I'm tired of you bitches crossing this wall. I'm gonna build a bigger wall, bitch. Then he told these niggas, hey man, I'm the king of Ku Klux Klan. I'm gonna give you some more pistols to kill y'all, goddamn itself.
Yep.
That's right.
He
said that we're going to make America great again. We're going
to
make America great again.
And
he
told him he
wants
all United States. Listen, he said he wants all United States shit built. Fuck China. Fuck anything. I don't want nothing shipped over here. None of that. So goddamn that president said, fuck you. We're going to keep this cheap shit. And we're going to get this extra money and keep it in our pocket.
Hey, I'm going to say this to you, preacher boy. What you said, what Tim said is true, but I'm going to tell y'all something. Don't y'all forget about Congress and old bitch McConnell.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, that fucking...
You're right.
Yeah, that Republican
boy,
Party is a motherfucker.
Talking good,
sir. That's up.
Talking good.
Y'all got to understand.
Yeah.
But listen, Trump was so motherfucking stupid, y'all, that his own people started going to get him the fuck out. Because he...
Right.
That shit went to his head. Because he was stupid.
Right.
So,
right.
No, he wasn't a president. He was trying to be a boss of a company. And it didn't work
he
in
wanted,
his favor.
He wanted to be like Putin. He wanted to be a total dictator.
Yep.
He wanted to be like Putin.
Right, a dictator. Yeah. And so anybody that didn't listen to him, he fired their ass. But once the Republicans started going against him and outnumbered him, he knew his ass was in trouble. So that's how he fucked up.
Well, he started fucking
with their cash. Right, he started fucking with their cash. But listen, this is the whole thing people don't pay attention to. Yes, Biden is our president, but he follow rules too. They have to vote on everything they tell him to do. So it's not just one person. It's a bunch of motherfuckers telling him, hey, man, no, we're not going through this. And what they're trying to do now is clean up the shit Trump fucked up. So everything
right.
that he made up. Straighten up.
Right. And watch this. Hey, preacher boy, and this is what people don't realize. When presidents go into all these debates and everything, and what we'll just say, like the lesbians and gay rights and all that, they give him money for his campaign. He got to pay them people back by voting for whatever they wanted him to do.
They choose whatever they choose, right.
That's right.
You know what? Listen, if y'all look at the news, when they talk about these people that took this campaign money and bought houses, paying school tuition, that's how they got in trouble, because the money's supposed to went back to the people. It's supposed to give it to the people that it was issued for. Instead, they use it for themselves. It's not their money.
Right.
It's just that campaign. And that's why it's that campaign.
That's right.
That's why they got in so much trouble. Right, campaign funds.
But you got
to see what it
like
is.
It. I like
you got
this.
Slow people.
But
you got
Kimo
slow people.
That's only worried
right.
about fuel taxes. That's the problem, man. We got
no, it's not just fuel taxes. You got
man,
to be. You
much,
got
man.
To have people in this world. You got to have people in this world that can think. These people are not thinking because some of them listen. You can't get mad. They don't know better. Some of them don't know better, man. So you can't blame them for that.
Hold on, preacher boy. If I'm paying 50 cents more per gallon, that y'all, he took my money in taxes. Biden said he giving your tax money back, right? But he cracking your motherfucking head by paying 50 cents a gallon. He ain't got nothing to do with that, Kimo. Hold on, let me
start
out here, Tim. Hold on. Tim, as soon as he got in there, he shut a pipeline down. So in turn, guess what that did?
That he did.
The motherfucker. Wait a minute. Hey, preacher boy, we got the best water. Listen to me. We got the best water in the world right here in the Great Lakes of Michigan, Superior, Huron, Lake Erie, Lake Superior, and all these different great lakes that we got around here. And then they got pipelines with oil going up under the ground. And one of the worst currents and the hardest freeze is up there by a lake when you're going to, what's that, Kimo, going across to
Sault Ste. Marie.
No, the but the big one. What is that big bridge called up there?
Mackinac
Bridge. And you see how hard all that oil going. She said which our government is 100% right. If we have any spillage, any breakage, it's going to destroy our all of our water and everything, all of our wildlife. It's not worth it. You guys got to show me something better. I got to shut it down. And that's what she's been telling them. And you think about it. If we got oil spill in our Great Lakes, man, come on, man. You got to go with the lady said. But they give that woman a hard time.
I'm talking about what she said. I'm talking about.
You said she shut the pipeline down.
I said soon as he come in that motherfucker, he shut a major pipeline down.
But it had to be voted for, Kimo. It had to be voted for, though, Kimo. He can't just go in there and say, cut it off. Everything had to be voted
and
for.
He come right
they
in.
Had to have a number of people.
He had to come. He come. If y'all go back, soon as the first week he was in office, he shut the fucking oil pipeline down. That's
smart, man.
Hey, guess what?
Smart,
soon
man.
As he shut it down, the fuel went up from 250.
What about your voting rights?
Hold on, man.
What about your insurance? What about your retirement? What about your right
man,
to get a raise?
Hey, Tim.
Come on, man. What about foreign affairs?
Hey,
what
listen,
about
Tim.
Clean air and all that?
I can't believe that you don't see that you that he robbing you of your money already.
Yes,
watch it. Hey,
if he raised the tax on fuel, I'd rather pay it. I just put $90 in my car. $90. And you think that I'm going to cry
man.
And I got terrible. Trump in there? Come on, man. I'd rather pay the $90.
You're going to pay $90?
Hey, but now,
right?
Listen.
I pay
$90
to fill that thing up. That's all I
yeah.
know.
Both of y'all listen. I want both of y'all listen. Hold on. Listen to me. I want both of y'all to listen. Kimo, you're going to have people that are going to be on your side. Tim going to have people want to be on his side. It's you got vice versa perfect people. It's like gay rights. We never heard of no such thing as gay rights. The dogs and cats, animals got more rights than humans now. We never heard
that's
of that.
Right. That's right.
So you got to understand, we got all these environment people that they're trying to kiss their ass to make it better in their account because their vote means just as much as our vote is.
No, because you know why? Nobody they kissing their ass because they have contributed to their campaign. That's why they kissing their ass.
Right. There you go.
Because, listen. I got my vote. You gave me $10 million. Okay, as soon as I get in here, I'm gonna give you something.
I'm gonna
you know
change
I mean?
Something.
That's
I'm gonna give you something
ass.
You asked me for. I'm gonna give you
yes,
something
sir.
You asked me for. And that's what they doing. That's politics.
But you know
that's
what?
Something
you
we're
know
not.
Crazy?
We're not.
What's crazy is, half the motherfucker I'm part of. I get out and vote on the major shit, but. The vast majority of motherfuckers on this phone don't even get out and vote. Don't get out and vote at all. And the first
all right,
to
but
holler,
your
holler.
One vote, listen, your one vote don't change the subject. It just helps the person
and,
you
and,
voted
and,
for.
And guess what, though, preacher boy?
You don't have a congregation.
At the end of the day, really, our votes ain't even the one who pick our president. It's the fucking
it's majority. It's a majority,
no,
right.
It's the electoral.
No.
The electoral, right.
Right. Electoral college.
It's right. Right, that's the one.
So,
but now, I want y'all did y'all hear about all these new cars and shit? If they done changed the computer on it and all that shit, that they going to catch a case about that shit?
They're going to what?
They catch a case. All right, say you done bought a new car. You done changed the computer
right.
or took the catalytic converters off and all that. They better make that federal offenses.
Yeah.
That's not fair
all
to us.
Money.
You spend your
boy,
money.
All about
you
money.
Spend your
money. It's all been, about money.
Right.
Preacher boy.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's been a federal offense.
But, Kimo, the difference with what Preacher Boy is saying, and he's saying in an indirect way, look at this. When the last time we had a big snow here in Michigan. Why you think all the icebergs is falling down? Why you think that we got all kind of pollution?
Because
and
the ozone.
It's because
of the ozone.
Thank you. I ain't got nothing else to say.
But hold on. Let me tell you. Let me show you how.
It's polluted. It's polluted. And that's what they're trying to stop.
Jamal, when we put concrete down and stuff like that.
Okay.
You watch the, if you watch Discovery Channel, concrete,
yeah.
All the concrete that we land and stuff, we're fucking the ozone up also because, I mean, we're fucking the temperature of the world.
The environment of the concrete,
right?
The concrete,
yeah.
The ground.
But
Mr. Parker, you don't understand it. The people got sciences. The government is paying sciences to figure out a way to go around certain shit to make the environment stable. The shit is not stable right now because we done polluted so long that the shit is falling apart. So now
right.
They're trying to make it stable and cut shit out. That's why the gas and change. They want electric cars. They don't want gas no more. They want to do all this
clean.
To think
they
want to
clean
out
the diesel truck.
Hey, y'all sit there and say all that y'all want to. Y'all forgetting one thing. Those are Band-Aid fixes. Your Congress, your Senate
right,
is voting against environmental protection. They've been doing it for the last
right.
25 years. They know what's
yep.
going on. And speaking
yep.
about and speaking about the global warming thing, you think about it here. 9 out of 10 times you go into a neighborhood, you go in that neighborhood, 9 out of 10 people got a damn cement yard. That cement stays in the summertime, you get up to 8 or 9 degrees, maybe 100 degrees. At goddamn 1 o'clock at night, that damn team is still warm out there. That's the problem. Too much,
yes,
too much team,
yes,
too much goddamn asphalt.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell them. They still talking about the fuel and man, listen, the
chemo. Have you ever seen a diesel truck with all that pollution coming out of? That's why they say clean, idle diesel. They want to try to clean up. They want to go with electric car. They said the fossil fuel is causing the ozone to deteriorate. And guess what's
no,
going on?
Damn, what's causing the ozone to deteriorate? They shoot them goddamn rockets up their spine on the that's what's causing the fucking ozone to
okay, so you should go there in North or South Korea, blow they behind off the map. What about Russia? You can't blow Russia off the
do
map.
Do y'all
want to
know?
They just as strong as we are.
Y'all know what this... No, hold on. Let me tell y'all what's pissing me off. Why in the fuck is the United States worried about them two countries over there fighting? That's their fucking business, and you can't fix shit in the United States. You know that's trying to...
Well, we got to give our friends
to fix
some
our own
money.
Shit.
Support.
I'm gonna give
we
you.
Gotta give
I'm
our,
gonna give you.
Our,
I'm
our
gonna give you.
Support.
Hey, Tim, that ain't it neither. Let me tell y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-military service taught me a lot of stuff being in the Air Force. Let me tell you something. Them people ain't really at each other like they pretend on TV and different stuff. They doing the same thing that they doing during this COVID thing. They keep your ass scared, and when you're scared, you spend money. That's what they doing.
Yeah.
Hey,
man,
let me say something right quick. I don't know if it makes sense to y'all, but I know it so feel nice to see a president walk up to the podium and talking about real life situations instead of stupid shit. And then at the same time,
right.
man, and he ain't going to do everything that everybody love. It ain't gonna, but he at least talking about real-life situations. And he ain't going to say everything he do is right. But his intentions is to try to do right. But ain't no one man ever going to change the world where
his
everybody
intention
gonna
is
like
to
it.
Lock you niggas up. That's his intention.
Yeah, listen. They can't change the world. It's always they can't show their hand. They got to be able to feed you pebbles and then throw a rock. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna tell you what you want to
no
hear
what party,
and do what
no
they want to do.
Party it is.
And no matter what party and do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But you got to understand. You got to live your life right to survive, no matter who's in the presidency.
No matter
you got
what.
To,
that's right.
Because they're looking to lock our asses up. They're locking us up and killing
well,
us. They arguing at this mayor that we got.
Hey,
they arguing at our mayor.
You've been a mile forward just then, preacher boy. Let me tell you something.
They arguing about our governor.
Black folks run around hollering about they Democrats. Okay, a lot of this shit they get paid.
A lot of this shit get passed. How does it get passed? Don't Democrats pass it?
Yeah.
So they ain't for our ass.
Republicans.
They both got to agree to pass it. The majority. They have to vote. Listen, whenever they do it, both teams have to fight and vote on it. Either they say yeah or nay. And then the most people that said yes or the most said no, that's the way they pass the bill. So
but
they both
this,
got to work together on it.
Hey, preacher, watch this, though.
Yeah.
When you got people in office like that, and what the problem is, they gotta protect their supporters. And what's going to happen is that when the Democrats are in power like they are now, the Republicans just say, we ain't getting into all that. We ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
And they don't want to vote on nothing. And
they
fill up off
right.
Everything.
That's right.
Right. That's what they're doing, man. And it's been sad that this is what's going on. And then they go way back in history and talk about, well, when black people used to be this and that, they were Republican. But after Lincoln got out of office, then all of a sudden the black people turned back to the Democrats because the Republicans would treat them so bad. So they went back to Democrat. And so they don't want to hear that, man. All I'm trying to tell
you is
you got to look.
Listen what you're
saying.
Pay attention
to what's going
on, man.
They're all crooked.
Listen,
but when you've got a man in office and his whole entourage is crooked, low down, and dirty, and he the only one that walk away squeaky clean, that ain't going to cut
all
it
all these
man.
Politicians are the same.
I didn't say they wasn't wrong, but I'm telling you, I never seen a man, he crooked, and all his entourage, they had 8 years of Obama and never could find nothing on the man. That's okay. I'm not saying he was a perfect president, but I'm telling you right now,
but
Trump is a crook. His whole
party
is a crook.
He was a – listen, though, this is how you messing up. Trump was a crook, but the stupid motherfucker pulled the wool over he took the sheet off of everybody and showed you all these bitches are crooks. Now they doing
investigations.
And they're
white racists.
They doing – right, but they doing – if you pay attention, you ain't never seen this many politics go to jail. You ain't never seen this many indictments.
That's
they checking
right.
on them. Now, because of dumbass Trump, he opened up a door, and they doing all of this. What we as people, us, I'm saying us, black people, we are now getting the opportunity to do so much more in the politics, in the world, and everything. And all we have to do now is bond together and don't let them break up. We done had a black president. Now we got a woman for a vice president. We got all kind of good shit going for us. But we the only one that can fuck it up.
Because
we don't get along.
I can tell y'all one thing. All you got to do is pick up a newspaper or read a book, and it tells everything. People be passing judgment on a lot of stuff and don't even be knowing what the fuck going on. All you got to do is read it and pay attention. It's right there in front of you.
See, all white people ain't bad. Listen, all white people ain't bad.
Black men don't read a goddamn thing, so we'll never know.
Right there in front of you, man. Everything going on is
right
there in front of you, man. That's all you got to do is just pick it up and read it.
It's blueprinted. Everything is blueprinted, like they're saying. But my thing is this. The whole problem with all of the world, listen, the problem we all have right now is color of skin. Everybody
well,
wants to fight about color of skin and put a blame.
They know 9 times out of 10 that we're not going to read the shit. So, I mean, it's right there in our face. A lot of people get on and talk about politics, and they don't even know what the hell be going on because they don't take the time out to read it.
Well,
hey, I'm going to tell you, what Lee's telling y'all right now is, I want y'all to hear this. Check this out. All this money that come out of the street, and they think a motherfucker giving them this. This is something they owe in the beginning. This is money they owed us from a long time ago. But we never read it to know how to get it. They never read to know how to get it. So now, you know how you fill up a bowl, it's running over? They got to dispense it before some bullshit kick out. And like I said, Trump brought all of this out. niggas started reading. Some niggas started reading and paying attention to keep the government from getting sued and going through all this lawsuit, this racial profile, and all this other shit. They trying to fix it now. They giving you the money. But on top of them giving you the money, they're going to raise taxes. They're going to raise gas. They're going to raise mortgages. They're going to do whatever it takes to get it back.
Yep. I already feel it.
Ain't nothing in life. Ain't nothing in life that's free. Ain't nothing in life free.
Mine is a terrible thing to waste.
Got that right.
You know, it's all y'all got to understand this. I don't give a fuck what happened in the White House, in the Dark House. It's not going to affect you because we don't have enough money to make it affect us. It can't hurt you. All you got to do is keep trying to live
at
your means.
You just lied, preacher boy. You just lied. We do have enough money. We do have enough money. We don't pool our resources. Until black people recognize their economic wealth and their economic value, then it's going to stay like this. Because let me tell you something.
Okay,
do you realize that black folks spend trillions of dollars a year in the businesses that don't belong to them? And then
we spend more money than anybody.
Hold on, they say the black community is the poorest community in the world. But look at your neighborhood. Who that? Arab, Chinese, Korean. All these different foreign motherfuckers taking that money out of there.
Because we don't support our own, that's why.
His business is limited.
You're right.
He can buy it. He can't do like these other folks do.
The shit is right there in front of your face. All you got to do is look right there and read and go through the right steps to see it right there. I mean, it's right there in front of you, but half of us ain't going to read it and try to do nothing about it. We going to sit back and
pass. Yeah, you're right about that.
What we going to do?
Now, listen.
What
you said is 100% right.
What's the old adage about black people? What's the old adage about black people? If you want to hide something from them, put it in a book. If you want to hide something from them, put it in a book. If you got to read it, you ain't going to do it.
Most people get on this phone and they get to saying shit about politics and they don't have a clue about it and they don't know about it. They're just talking about it and saying a lot of shit that ain't even true, man. I mean, you got to read and do your research on this shit before you really can speak on it.
Yes, sir.
That's the biggest problem we got. We get on the phone, we talk about this and we talk about that, and we don't even have a clue about what the fuck going on.
You right, because I'm not a politic. I'm just going about shit that I see and I feel. I can't tell you the truth and facts about it. I can't tell you square point that, this. I'm just telling you shit that I see and I feel. Okay?
Right.
Preacher
boy, another thing that goes wrong on this phone, you can't put your beliefs on me. I got my way that I believe, and you got your way that you believe. What's a good objective for me, it may not be a good objective for you. What a good objective for
but
it ain't gonna be a good objective for me. So,
what we do is we argue about it though.
Let me tell y'all something. Understanding is the greatest thing in the world. When you can get an understanding on something, you can accomplish something.
Right. See, like this. Like right now. Hold on. Let me show you something, Kimo, right now. You keep arguing about gas prices. If you can get the world, and I mean the world, not to buy gas for one fucking week, I bullshit you not. Gas be down to a dollar.
Jeez, it ain't got to be
no
a week. It could be two days.
2 days.
It could be 2 days.
Okay.
It'll shut it down.
That will shut the shit down. It will shut it down. But we do not unite.
Believe.
The world do not
the
unite.
The first thing gonna be said is, shit, man, fuck that. I ain't walking.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You ain't got to walk, but, I mean.
You know,
I bought a car.
We all complain about shit.
I ain't doing that. That's the first thing they're going to do.
You can't get them to ever come together to do nothing.
Well, some people, they way of,
hey,
their way of living is hey, driving and doing stuff.
Listen, this is what I'm going to show y'all. This is common sense, and we always say common sense is not common in the world. If gas go up to $5 a gallon right now today, if we go out and buy gas for two motherfucking weeks at $5 a gallon, why the fuck should they bring the price down?
Yes, you
know, right. Well, preacher boy, think about this here. Cigarettes were 75 cents a pack. Now they buy $8. Motherfuckers said, if cigarettes go ahead,
they're
$15.
They're $15.
They're
$15.
Huh?
And if they didn't, listen, if they didn't buy it, if they didn't buy them, they'll be 50 cents. But these idiots contribute to it. The more you contribute to something, the more they can raise the prices.
Yeah.
So that's what our problem is. Everybody's going to continue doing what it is because that's what they think they can afford or that's what they do. You know, I can't impress the Joneses or nobody on this. So listen, I'm going to use our racist stuff right now. Just because he got a big cheap motor, I can't afford a big cheap motor. I got a bullshit motor. I got a small block. You got a big block. But I can't keep up with the Joneses. So we criticize each other. Peer pressure, make a motherfucker do something he can't do and put his ass in a blender. Now he broke. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. That's when I tell y'all about the We Foundation. When the We Foundation come along and help you and he leave you ass alone, you stranded. You're on that island like Gilligan and can't get off now because he done took you somewhere you can't afford. When you could have stayed in your own place at your own pace and survived and kept doing what you like to do. Is that a good way to put it? Quicker than I say, he ain't been able to race. So Quicker than I say, man, I ain't been able to race. But Quicker let a car sitting at his house. It's his shit. He ain't let a motherfucker come do nothing to it. He's keeping up with his pace. He's keeping his own pace. We talk about chemo. Kim, I'm going to use you for a great example. You ain't been out in I don't know how many years. They always talking shit about you. If you bought a screw a week, it's your screw, your car, and your time.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
How you make
but when you get on the We Foundation, and another motherfucker buying your screw, when he gets tired of playing with you, if he wants his screws back, you fucked. If he stopped putting screws in, you fucked. So it don't make sense to me. None of it makes sense to me. Be your own man. Be your own person and have your own shit. You don't have to go through all that extra.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nothing.
After God bless your child.
Listen to me. Listen. I listen to y'all talk shit. When y'all say shit to me, I just ignore it now because I got my own shit. I'm in control of my own shit. If I want to do a burnout, I want to hold this bitch to the flow. You can't tell me nothing about this shit. But when you're in the We Foundation, the motherfuckers say, hey, man, I told you not to go today. I told you not to go to the track. Give me that back. No, you can't go. I'm not towing your car to the track because you can't get it there. That's some ignorant-ass shit. You don't have to put yourself in them positions when you call yourself a grown-ass person.
You saying something.
When you're
something
a grown-ass person, you do
right.
What you want to do, and you do what you can whenever you can. You got to stay in your own lane. I can't go out there and buy no red bottom and no tuxedo and talk about I'm going to the fancy restaurant every motherfucking day or whenever. I stay in my lane.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than, hey, listen, I don't eat Burger King and McDonald's. I'm bigger than that. That's the way I feel. But you might like Burger King and Wendy's and all that shit. That's your lane.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't bother your lane. Now, you got
to boy, I don't give a damn if it's a pig foot. I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. Fuck that.
No, I don't eat certain shit. I'm very picky. Listen to me. I'm very picky. Now,
hey,
hold on, preacher boy.
Let me tell you a little secret. This is what you need to know now. Remember this, I told you this. When your stomach and your backbone start having conversations with each other, getting closer, you're going to put something in between.
You're going to eat.
You're right. I understand that, but listen. Check this out. You got these people out here, listen. You got these people out here that got this CPP loan. That's a one-time deal. when you spend all of this, you already got put out your house, you homeless. You spending it and ain't putting in, you're going to be homeless. Listen, they're going to have so many cardboard boxes in the next goddamn 6 months. Niggas living outside ain't going to understand what they're doing.
They're going to have some jail cells. They're going to have some jail cells because they told them people, goddamn, they ain't got no business to show for that money. They ass getting locked up.
Let me tell you something. Just like they gave that money then, they going to give some more out. Just the same way that these white folks been stealing and getting money all these years. Now the black get it. They want to lock them up. These niggas going to find another way to get some more money. That shit going to go
right,
on and on and on.
Some of them not.
Watch.
Some of them not.
Watch what
people,
I tell you.
You
that shit going to go
on
forever,
listen,
man.
You got these women out here that had them housing and all that shit. They didn't got put out their houses. Their kids ain't got nowhere to go. Them bitches didn't buy the kids no clothes, no milk, no pampers. And they went and bought red bottoms, Jordans. And now they ain't got shit. Now all they going to be in them shelters. And now we got to take care of their asses. That's all that's
man, they going to, hey, preacher boy. They're going to move on to the next, man. They're going to go on to some more shit that can scam a motherfucker out of. It's been going on since before we was here. That shit going to be going on when we gone. Trust me.
Yeah, but scamming don't get you nothing but locked up in a bad life.
That's very true. But how many motherfuckers, how many years they've been scamming and doing what they've been doing?
But they've been doing it all their life. White folks know how to pass it down to make it legit. White collar crime. Niggas got crime.
Right. But the thing is this here. They've been doing it for years and years. Then when we start doing it, then that's when they want to stop
change.
It or cut it out or this and that.
That's right.
Yeah, it changed. So
that's right.
What I'm saying
change
is this here.
How many
guys you think or how many people you think gonna actually do this shit, and then once they start doing something else, and then they gonna turn us right back on to it, and it's gonna go on and on and on. That shit ain't
gonna stop like that. But the part you're not understanding is they only turn us on to it after they burn it up. After
that
burn up, they give it
that's
to the niggas.
That's what he said.
But the niggas are
saying.
So stupid.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. I understand that, but when they give it to us, whatever it is they do, when they pass it on to us, it's jail time behind it, instantly. So you got to be smarter than the white person.
But you got to understand this here. We not the only ones doing it. They've been doing that shit for years, and they still continue to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we ain't the only ones doing
it. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all the funniest shit in the world that I done been seen and all, been got. They got Arabs running around here, goddamn, with jury, passing that shit out, talking about they stranded. And goddamn it, everybody trying to get it. I was on the line. Chemo and them was on the line when the nigga tried to sell me something.
Hey, they've been doing that shit for a long time, man.
They had a whole family.
Then you got to watch. Listen, you got to watch that shit as well. They've been going around with jury and finding out that, you know, it's got trackers and GPSs on it and all kind of shit coming robbing people out. So you got to be careful with shit like that. I mean, they ain't just not start doing that. That shit been going on forever, man. That's what I'm saying. These people
My buddy bought a laptop. He 100% right. My buddy bought a laptop, and the feds was at his house the next motherfucking day. As soon as he
opened that motherfucker up and plugged went
it
online.
As soon as he plugged it up.
Door. Exactly.
As soon as he plugged that bitch up, it came on, and goddamn it,
and they was at
he
his
typed
door.
On that bitch, he got a phone call.
That's right.
That was the first thing.
That's
he's
right.
Like, huh? The next motherfucking few hours, they was at his fucking doorstep.
You absolutely right. I know somebody that happened to somebody,
man.
Too.
That's a rough shit, man.
As soon as he plugged that motherfucker in and went online, they was on his ass.
It went online. Yep.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is pick up your IP address on the thing. IP address is a fingerprint.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all it is.
Hey, listen to me, y'all. Listen, all this crime we having and all that, they can't afford to stop it because it's an income to the state. Because they look on, if you can go on your computer, I can't remember the website, they got a motherfucking satellite that can see your front porch. Wherever you at.
Yeah.
So they
Google Earth and see your yard, see what's going on in real time.
So
Google Earth.
They don't have a problem. They don't have a problem by catching no motherfucking criminals because they can see everything they want to see if that's what they want.
Hey, Crooked Letter.
Mm-hmm.
And that Google Earth, is old technology. Shit, they use it 10 times better.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
They let us use old technology.
Well, see, they got the NORAD satellites up there. They can see everything with that. That's how they find Bin Laden, all them folks overseas and shit.
Hey, y'all don't know, like you said, these new TVs they got out. It's looking dead
they
in your house.
You.
Through they satellite, they watching you. A nigga talking about they in front of them mixing up and cooking up and shit, and wondering how they get raided. That's you told them. You did it in front of the TV.
Yeah. Why they think they call them smart TVs?
That's why they name them smart TVs, smartphones. They get all your information off of your phone, your TV. When you order something, man, they got all your account numbers. They want to know anything. They got it. They already got it.
That's why I said that we can do. Let me tell you something. I've been telling people this all the time. People talking about, they try to give you the vaccine so they can put a chip in you. They don't need to put no chip in your ass. They got the best chip they can have.
That's right.
We talking on them right now.
Without
that phone.
Yeah. You take it everywhere you go. Hey, if you think it's some bullshit, fuck around and hit 911 and hang it up. And don't answer it. When they call you back, don't answer. The police going to find you and pull you the fuck over. They going to take you in the trunk or somewhere.
Your phone locator is going to tell you.
Automatic, come on.
How many times have you been to Walmart or Best Buy or something like that, and no sooner you get home, the phone asks you when you go home, how was your trip to Walmart or Best Buy or wherever the hell you went?
Yes,
Red Lobster,
yes, it does.
It do it all the time.
It does.
You
do it all the time.
We're talking on the phone now. We can start talking about, let's say, we're going to talk about Q81 shots. Goddamn, you go on your phone later on, that Q81 shot advertisement on there.
Showing the fuck you. Showing the fuck you ain't lying. It pops right up. And the first thing come out of a stupid-ass nigga head, it says, man, we were just talking about this. Look at the deal that came up.
You ever notice a lot of websites you visit say we use cookies to track? That's what they do. They know it's turning your damn phone on, listening to you, or seeing what you're doing, or both.
Hey, listen, this how you knew what we talking about right now was real. You remember all the government phones they was giving out? They don't give you government phones no more. Now they give you chips, and you buy your own phone and put the chip in there.
Hmm. Yeah, they made sure everybody had a phone. You can believe it. That's why I was telling about that. You had to get no chip put in you because they gave everybody phones.
The phone. They gave away phones. They gave everybody a phone. And they told you one thing about the phone when they gave it to you. Make at least one phone call a month.
Yeah.
They preach to you, make one phone call a month. That's to keep it online. To let us know you exist. It wasn't about the phone call. It's about to make sure your ass was still alive. Yep. See, they couldn't do the next tail. When they used to have a turp, the police had the turp. So the niggas figured that out. So they had to change the routine. Yep. Hey, man, life is funny, man. You just got to pay attention to it. And like I said, I hear us arguing every motherfucking day. Well, I hear y'all arguing every day on the morning show saying stupid shit. But it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Because you're going to be who you're going to be and do what you're going to do yourself. You talk about chemo ass. He's fucking with people. He's irritating people. Here you go, another motherfucker. You talking about lowrider. All that shit is irrelevant. We don't know how to get on the phone and enjoy each other's company and talk to you. You see this? Tonight was the best conversation y'all ever had in life. Everybody is on one accord talking. Ain't nobody fucking. If the morning show was like that every day, y'all wouldn't have no show because y'all wouldn't even come up with shit to say.
No.
Not at all. Controversy sales, baby.
Right, right. Controversy sales. But it don't make sense, though. It also makes enemies, man. And it makes people mad. And then motherfuckers be trying to get hurt and all the shit. You don't want to go around the world, goddamn, looking over your shoulder because of some shit you said.
Yep, that's why a lot of the problem with a lot of people is they take too much bullshit at heart. You know what I'm saying? Like you say,
right.
Ignore some shit. Ignore it. That's all you got to do.
I tell Tim that all the time.
Every man and every woman.
I have called Tim and talked to him. Listen to me. Everybody on this phone, ain't now one of the motherfuckers on this phone paying your phone bill, your rent, your gas mileage, or none of that. He's still paying his own gas, man. Well, he complaining about it. He know that's what's going to make his dollars and cents. So when a motherfucker talking about you riding that lawnmower and all that other shit, and you get mad about it, you's a dumbass. You done fed yourself into some bullshit. Because ain't nobody taking care of you but you. Keep doing you. Hell, I'm crippled, yeah. I got a false leg. But my false leg costs more than some of these bitches' houses. But I don't give a fuck about them or anything they say. I'm trying to survive. I'm still here.
Future,
they go through the shit I've been through. What?
Preacher, why do you think prosthetics cost so much?
What? What you say?
Why do you think prosthetics stuff cost so much? Why do it cost so much?
Well, it depends on what you get, man, because of the technology. But the shit I'm working with is new technology. My thing was this. If the world was so fucking smart, they're giving you heart transplants and all this, why couldn't they take a leg off another motherfucker that was leaving here and give it to me and store it on my ass? And I can kick rocks.
Oh,
but their technology is not that good. To be serious, it's not that good. Because they gave my old leg back, and my body rejected it. God didn't want me to have that leg. That's why he took it. And the man tried to give it back to me. So I said, you can't have it. So they gave me this one. They gave me something they could control.
I just was wondering why is it?
Listen, you remember the $6 million man? This is the type of shit they was using. This is the shit they was using, man. You got tracking devices in this motherfucker. I cracked a joke. I can charge my phone with my leg. You got all this technology. I got Wi-Fi in my motherfucking leg. I can set it down. I got a remote control to it. I got all kind of shit.
Lord,
Wi-Fi
leg. Only thing this motherfucker ain't got is a burglar alarm. This motherfucker ain't got no burglar alarm on. That's the only thing it ain't got. You steal it, I can hit a button and lock it. You can't bend it. You can't do nothing with it but sit it in the corner.
Damn. You for real, man? You ain't bullshitting now. You for real.
I ain't got the bullshit, man. Look it up. I got a C-Leg 4. Look it up. Get on your computer. Look up C-Leg 4.
You say C-Leg 4?
This motherfucker do C-Leg 4. Prosthetic. And it's going to tell you everything about this motherfucker. A C4 trans? Shit, this motherfucker run better than a C4 trans.
Your leg in overdrive.
Oh, Dad, man, not the overdrive.
I hit. Hey, it's a button on that set, free spin. That means, goddamn, I kick a lot of ass with it.
Stop lying, preacher boy. You know you got that 16-speed leg. Cut that shit out.
I got that what?
Yeah, Willie Bosley.
That 16-speed leg. That motherfucker shifts 16 times.
Yeah, Willie Bosley.
And 4 miles.
Hey, listen, I took the Willie bars off the leg and put them on the car, man.
Hey, Tim, I'm going to call you right back.
My.
I'm going
to
call you right back.
Preacher boy got a goddamn kickstand on side of that motherfucker. He can lean over.
Hey, listen. I ain't going to tell y'all that. I'm paying my car white. Oh, shit, it's 6G.
It's 16 speed. He got one of those new cars.
When I get bad reception, I stick that motherfucker in that left and that right leg, and goddamn it, I can hear y'all clear as a bell. When I was in Mississippi, before I lost my leg, I used to stand by this tree to make phone calls. I just stick the phone in my pocket, got good reception.
Oh, so you got a grid on your leg? You got a grid on that?
Shit.
Oh,
shit.
Man.
Programmable. Well, y'all thought my car goes so fast. I plug it in. I plug this shit right in.
Not the grid, man.
Hey.
Don't you get mad at me now. Don't you get mad at me. But I heard you say
everything
about
that
leg. Hold on. I heard you say everything about that leg.
Mike,
how many times you change that funk-ass leg sock?
Oh, you're talking about the sock that's in the middle? That's rubber, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change that. That's a condom. I got to keep that condom, goddammit. I changed that motherfucker. They give me three for the year. You got to keep that bitch clean or you get an infection. You can forget about running that leg.
The reason why I'm talking to you like that is because, look here, I got a false hip, and I was right in there with them people that had them prosthetics, so I know all about what you're talking about. Going through that therapy with them.
Yeah. I tell a bitch, listen, you can ride this dick, and if it don't satisfy you, sit on this nub.
Lord, that must...
Now, my hip replacement cost more than a lot of people houses, for real.
For if you got plastic or titanium, that's the difference.
I got titanium chrome, whatever that other shit is.
Not the platinum.
Right, you get titanium with the ball bearings. That's what they gave my mama. With the swivel hip. It's a swivel in the hip. My dad had two hip replaced, and they gave him the swivel hip with the titanium, and my mom had two knees put in with the some kind of joint. I can't remember the name of the joint because they're trying to give me one for my other leg because it's tore up, and I have to have a knee replacement. I told him it's race season. My wife's mad because I told her it's race season, and I don't want to have a knee surgery. With a what?
Was it a ham joint?
No, it's
not
a ham
joint.
It's something like Okay, you know how a ball joint got the, when the ball joint is sits in that little cup and it's able to spin around and all that? That's what
not
type
the grease
of
pocket.
It's a ball and socket.
Something like
that's
that.
What it is. It's a ball and socket.
I don't.
Oh man.
Right, it's a ball in a socket. For the new knee replacement, and it's titanium. Now, what's fucked up about it? It metal detector can never pick it up.
Preacher, the motherfucker they put in my hip, they gave me a card to go to the airport because it will set out some of the metal detector.
Only your boat.
Well,
the boat they put
gave
in
me a card
the boat show them can trigger it off. The boats can trigger it off, not the surgery. And it don't work on all metal detectors. I'm going to tell you which one it works on. Work on the ones at the airport. Listen, it might work on the ones at the airport now. But the county building, and you know, if you ever go to jail in the city, they put you in that tube. They go around, they x-ray your whole body. It works there. But the wand, when they take that wand and wave it on you, never pick it up. I can put my gun in my socket. Listen, I can put my gun in my socket and go through any metal detector they got
It won't pick up nothing but the leg. It won't pick up the gun.
Not the $2 million man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you the funniest thing in the world. I'm going to show y'all this track. I got a carbon fiber. I got a carbon fiber socket that I sit my leg in.
Oh, shit.
Lightweight. Shit. I had to do something for my fat ass. I couldn't pick that motherfucker
back
up.
Out of box.
No, out of box made my foot. Look up the foot. Out of box made the foot.
Lord, how much?
Yeah, I got an auto box foot, but I got a C. It's called a C leg. I got a C leg 4. I had a C leg 3. I upgraded. The one I really want is the auto box that I can go swimming with that can get wet.
Wow. Oh, man. Not for the squirters.
I need
Lord,
to swim because I ain't never swim in my life.
Me either, but I might get wet one day.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
I mean,
I got one for y'all
water,
ass, though.
Goddammit,
listen,
I know
listen,
that leg going to swim. I can't swim. My leg is going
to
save me.
Listen
I
to this, y'all.
Food.
They got a leg. Listen, the leg that I was going to get, it was a bionic leg. I never would have had to take it off. It means to your body.
Wow.
It goes to your nervous system. Now, listen, this is the fucked up thing about the leg. It goes to your nervous system so for a train of thought. If you say you get up, you think about getting up walking, you get up and walk. It's step by step like your normal shit. It makes noise. But if you're in a dream, you walking, or I step up to you and you piss me off, I think about kicking you in your ass, and they say I'm going to kick, the leg will kick. It works on thought. I said, man, I can't have that leg. I said, man, I can't have that leg. That leg better got me fucked up. You know what I mean? See, if I think about kicking in the ass, then it's going to
realize
it got fucked up.
Oh, man. Not the 001 reaction. Not the 001 reaction.
That leg is nasty, boy. But it's for people, you have to go through, I think they said 2 years of train of thought with that leg. Something about like a therapy. They teach you how to mentally control the leg. The world
my,
got a lot
my,
of technology.
My.
They got a lot of technology out here that we don't know about.
You ain't lying.
You got to just learn to love life and try to live it instead of always being in some bullshit.
Well, do they have enough technology out here to have brain transplants?
They say they do. I don't trust them.
They need to start.
But y'all want to hear something crazy, man? When my mother was, we asked her, could she get new lungs and new kidneys? And they said, no, they couldn't get that type of shit. I was mad as fuck for all the shit y'all say y'all can get. And they talking about they don't have matches and can't get this. You know how many people dying every day? You don't tell me. You can't never tell me. You ain't got enough people out here to donate limbs and other shit. Hearts and everything the way these people was dying.
You got to donate. You got to donate. You can't take. You got to donate.
Hey, listen to me, bro. If you don't sign up for it, they still take that shit if it's good. If it's what they need, nigga, you go into that casket without it. Them people take that shit at the morgue and sew your ass back up. Get an autopsy and have a good heart. Or have something good. They ain't going to put it back in your ass. Yeah, but like I said, man, next weekend I'm coming down to Detroit to have fun and watch these people have good races, man. Big Eddie, like I said, if you don't go, you're going to miss out. You're going to hear about it.
You going to Detroit or you going to Martin?
I live again.
I mean, 131.
Oh, okay.
131. That's Michigan. Wherever it's at, I'm gonna
be there. I'll go down to 131, but I don't wanna go to no big ass race like that, man.
Hey, big Eddie. It shouldn't make a difference which one you go to. You ain't going to drag race. You ain't going to be in the stage tonight.
Man. So, I might not. At least you better hope that's the case.
Hey, listen to me. If you got a car there, motherfucker, you ain't going
to
be in the stage tonight. Your big ass going
to
be sitting on the sideline.
I've been listening to you all night, motherfucker.
You learning this. See, that means you learned a lot from a dummy. Hey,
that's all right.
You just learned.
Ain't nothing wrong with learning. Ain't nothing wrong with listening and learning. Sometimes you listen, you will learn. If you don't listen, you ain't got a chance to learn.
But I did enjoy everybody.
Damn
tonight.
Right.
Wasn't no chaos. Come on. And like
know,
they said,
you know,
hey,
boy,
said
my grandmama used to tell me. My grandmama used to tell me, ain't nothing wrong with listening. Cause believe me, as long as you live, you're going to learn something.
Well, I said every time, you can learn a lot from a dummy. I ain't never been that smart.
I don't know you like that.
But I can. I know myself. But the longer you live, the more you learn.
That's right. As long as you live, you're going
to
learn something.
I'm trying to be a tenured. I plan on living a long time. I planned on, not promised to. That's a difference. Just like I said, I plan on going to the race next weekend. I'm not promised to.
He's been out of take over the Big Eddie show.
Big Eddie. Somebody got some background.
That's me dragging a jack. Y'all got to hold on. I'm dragging a jack. If that's
no,
the background.
No, it sounds like a TV or something.
It might be my TV. I was just going to tell you, man,
that's Crooked Letter over there with that nose scratching that big-ass head.
Oh, man.
I say, I put the body back on today.
Oh, okay.
And Lee, while you talking about somebody with a big-ass head, you walk around here looking like Mr. Peanut.
Block.
Hey, Quick and Letter. Whenever we get off this show, goddammit, you call me.
All right. Lee talking that shit over there with his bad
head. He'll call. Hey, Preacher Boy, he's going to call you in about 3-4 days. That motherfucker got short-term memory.
Lord,
he don't do me
much.
Like that. I ain't never worried about him doing me like that, Lee.
I'm telling you, his head too big. He can't remember to tomorrow.
Leave that man cook out there. He burned his damn head cooking. He don't know what to do.
Hey, I got to be like Chuck tonight, goddammit. I got to go find me a liquor store.
And Chuck didn't waste no time. He got on the fuck up off with him.
Hell yeah. You start talking about his liquor. You start talking about Chuck liquor.
No, that wasn't me.
He told you he bought him 60. He bought him 60 cans.
Y'all know that man don't drink no damn light. That man drank Miller High Life.
Right.
That's what
he said. He said Miller High Life. And he said he bought 60 boxes.
Yeah,
y'all be thinking the man
jumped. A 60 pack. 230 pack. That's what he bought.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't drink beer like that. I thought
he
bought 60 boxes.
He'd be done with them motherfuckers. He said he'd be done with the motherfuckers by Sunday.
By Sunday. Hey, man.
Hey,
listen to
me.
You can't knock no man for what he do if he paying for it.
That's right.
That thing,
that's right.
Let him enjoy himself. If it ain't costing you a dime, just stay out of mind.
Yeah.
And that's what we trying to tell us.
Well, somebody tell me this here. I would love to know. I don't drink beer, but I have tasted beer. I don't drink it. But now, why do they always say that Old Milwaukee is the best tasting beer?
All I don't know. That's nasty shit you ask me. Not all of it now. Corona and the Heineken that I drink, I drink Heineken and Corona. They got a smooth taste. Now, Modelo is cool.
You drinking shit from Mexico. The Mexicans don't even drink that goddamn Corona. They don't drink that shit.
You're lying. They drink that and Modelo. They drink that and Modelo. I drink both of them.
They don't drink. Preacher boy, I've been across the border 3 times. I ain't never seen a Mexican drinking no goddamn Corona.
Well, the Mexicans I fuck with drink Corona, and they drink Modelo. Now, the difference is they take.
Them Americans.
Listen to me. Listen. They drink Corona with salt. It tastes better when you put salt in it. Now, Modelo, it tastes smooth. And Heineken tastes smooth. But they got this triple X shit. Man, I wouldn't put that on my car.
Damn.
Just like
they drink it with salt or they drink it with lime.
Right.
And Brief Boy
but
talking about
better with salt.
Them old goddamn Sterling Big Mouth, that old green ass beer.
Mickey, the Big Mouth.
What is that?
Mickey.
What is
Mickey?
Like, yeah,
Mickey.
You're coming like a little
green
barrel. That shit's strong. Drink that shit.
I don't know what that is. I never had that. I drink Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never had no Mickey.
Preacher boy, you 50-something years old. You done had that goddamn Mickey. You ain't going to tell nobody that. When you
no, no, no. Hey, hold on. Let me help you out here. I just started drinking within the last 6 years.
Okay, well, you one of the few. But I tell you, I know back in the day, man, me and my homeboys used to be riding, drink that shit. Down here, that shit was 89 shit for an 8-pack. And that's what they bought.
Yeah.
That was back in the
day. See, I just started drinking.
89
I started drinking when I...
Yeah. That was back in the 80s. We was in high school.
Hey.
Well, I was fresh out of high school, but they were, a couple of them was in high school. He bought that shit. 89
hey.
They had another bill called
hey,
Olympia.
Man. Not the right
gut. And you can buy a taste of that shit down for $3.
Oh. Hey, let me tell you, my first drink was Boone Farm. My first drink was Boone Farm. That's my first drink I ever had was
Boone
Farm. Kiwi and strawberry.
Not
the ripple. Kiwi and strawberry.
Not the ripple.
Hey, kid,
I couldn't get past that.
You make a ripple and champagne, you get champ people.
And then I started drinking. Listen, I tell you what I started drinking behind that. I drunk some of that champagne. Man, that's some nasty-ass shit. The little bottle of champagne. That was some nasty-ass shit. That champagne gold.
That shit tastes like beer.
Man.
What about White Poke? What about White Poke and Kool-Aid?
Oh, man.
Man, ain't nobody drunk that shit.
Not
the White Poke. Ain't nobody
drinking
that
shit.
That's all the old folks, like. Man. When we were kids, they know youngsters drank that shit. They drunk Night Train and Mad Dog. They didn't drink no goddamn White folks. That shit was old folks.
Yeah, I used
Wild
to
see
those
old folks.
Boy, they go buy MD 2020.
MD 2020 and Granddaddy, old Granddaddy, them motherfucking old folks used to drink that shit like a water. And see, with E&J, that's what it is.
Irk and Jerk.
Or J&E, what is it?
Irk and Jerk.
Oh, Irk and Jerk. It's E&J.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the motherfuckers, old folks used to drink.
And they used to drink that old goddamn single. And that old single bumpy face. They used to drink that old single bumpy face.
Yeah.
They're gin.
Yeah, gin. But you know what? Crown Royal came a long way because that's what the old folks used to drink. Crown Royal.
Hey, man, who's sleeping, man? Somebody's sleeping.
I don't know. They were drinking goddamn. The old folk down here drunk goddamn Canadian Miss, Canadian Club, and B.O.
I remember I heard of those.
Cook 11.
Yes, sir.
That's because you old, motherfucker. You know what he's doing.
I ain't older than your old ass.
Lord, that must.
You old
Salt
Pepper,
wake up. That's okay too, goddamn it. I'll be old as Salt Pepper, but you look like Cadillac.
Oh, you look like Cadillac.
Damn.
Oh,
no, don't look like Cadillac.
You hurt me quickly.
Hey, y'all ever seen y'all? Hey, y'all, I got to throw this out there. Y'all ever seen Cadillac without his glasses on?
Oh,
that nigga
Lord.
Get the crying in the back of that some bitch t-shirt and be wet as hell. That nigga talk about it like a motherfucker.
Say, man, y'all wrong, man.
If I was standing beside that motherfucker and he up the pistol, I'd lay down.
So what you saying, Bridget?
You don't know who he looking at.
Bridget boy.
Hey,
so
man,
you're
safe for standing in front of them.
They space out about 10 feet apart. And he say, hey, you come here.
Man.
Everybody move.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
When that nigga was a little boy, they told him to tie his shoes. He tied his friend. Because he just be ill.
Oh, fuck, man. That's
very
man.
Disrespectful.
Y'all gonna make Cadillac like hit the one button, and it's too late for me to answer.
Hey, Cadillac had a pet rat. Thought it was a baby. He thought it was a little puppy.
Oh, man.
Now, I did hear that them Chicago rats get big now.
Hey, man. That's that nigga
ain't no bigger than New York got the biggest rats.
Hey. That motherfucker wear them dark shades. There we go. Man, that nigga said he was sweating one time and said sweat got in his eye. I was standing there. He took them glasses off. I said, God damn, what the fuck? He said, what's wrong? What happened to your hair, bitch? I'm like, what the fuck happened to your hair?
Cadillac is a celebrity, man.
So is.
Hey,
he's just like that motherfucker.
I put you in, man.
Hey,
not
listen, let me tell you what type of, hey, I'm going to tell you what type of celebrity he is. You remember that boy? On Facebook with the big teeth, talking about what that motherfucker used to say. What was that saying that motherfucker used to say all the time?
Got him.
Yeah, got him with the big teeth. Oh,
Lord.
That's a celebrity. Oh. Is. That's the same celebrity.
I'm going on mute, man.
Brother.
Y'all ain't right.
That must have been his baby
y'all
brother.
Not. Y'all ain't right.
Hey, man. Man, listen, here. Ugly as that motherfucker is, you should still be a virgin.
God damn. I should never see it.
He
got
to sneak up. He got to sneak up on the pussy. That motherfucker got to sneak up on the pussy.
Cadillac got a stable of midgets.
Shit. Man, listen here. Oh, like, God damn, man. If it wasn't for money, goddamn, you'd be a virgin. I know that much.
Goddamn.
He got to pay for it.
What did you tell me before? Talking about the man took his glass and his eyes ran from each other in the corner of the head.
Hey, he must have watched a lot of kids play double dust all his life.
Uncle Larry, wake up.
I don't know why we waste our money on the ticket. You got to be from out of town to win in Chicago.
$50,000 and shit like that off that shit. Getting them 5, 4, 5 numbers, whatever it is. or three numbers in the Powerball, four numbers in the Powerball, whatever they get, they win and they shit.
They give you a little something, but they ain't gonna give you a lot of nothing.
Yeah, man.
I drove all the way to Old Park to get a motherfucking drink. And I don't even see a liquor store open yet.
Shit, it'd be like down here in Louisiana. Got that them motherfuckers open 24/7 days a week.
Well, the corona fucked these people up. When they told them they couldn't open after 9, and now they open and letting them open back up. God damn, this nigga on this motorcycle. Know his ass shit.
Man, you can go to any convenience store down here in South Louisiana down here. I think the whole state like that, but I know South Louisiana down here. You want any convenience store there and buy liquor.
Yeah.
Ain't no liquor store.
I think it's over with. I'm about to go to the crib. I don't think it's no liquor stores open. I'm finna go down here to this 22nd Street. If I ain't catch now by then, I'm gonna turn around and go. Go back west where the weather's bad.
They closed at 10 or 11. It's 11:06, man.
Well, listen, they was closing at 9, but they opened it back up and told them they could sell at 12 at some spot and see it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of them ain't got the menu that you stay open at 12.
Hey,
the only one that stayed open at 12 was
Ice Bar.
Yeah.
Fisher Boy, if you're going on 22nd, they close. All you got to do is run by Uncle Bad House. You can buy liquor for them on Sunday. Uncle Larry House.
Oh.
Yeah. Uncle Larry.
Oh, man. Ain't nothing on Madison, Fisher Boy?
No, I went down Madison already. At my Ice House open, but they, goddammit, they won't double. You going there. They want you to pay double, goddamn it, because they the only ones open around here. So go fuck yourself. I don't play with them.
Oh, man, not the inflation.
Yeah. Got him. But look, that was sound like that little the one we just in the talk. I got one that's open, y'all. Got him. Got me a liquor door open, y'all.
How you say it, Bridget?
Got him. Got him. Yes, indeed. Go in here and get me the hendo, because I'm out, though, y'all. I don't need a lot tonight, because I'm going to get a lot tomorrow. Get me a fifth tomorrow. I need me a pint now. God damn, I need to find a man.
The only thing I'm going to do with alcohol is grow up with.
Well, that's what happens when you got to soak your ass in it. I'm gonna take that motherfucking kickstand and rub it down with some goddamn motor oil.
Not the WD-40.
WD, baby. They put WD on your old rust ass for them old joints. So you know I put some WD on these motherfucking good parts.
Damn, kid.
Hey, give me a pint, baby, a hendo, because I'm out, though. Man, they got a turd in the cup. I'll take a cold. It's going to get drunk. Hey, man, when they start selling shit in the cup. They got a turd in the cup, and they got a, they selling goddamn it, the women have vibrators, goddamn it, with a face on it.
Lord,
he got a bull dick too. And the Vanessa and we sell a bull dick. Hey, they need that dude that be talking that gay shit on the phone down here. He can get right.
Oh, God damn.
Man. Man, boy. I went to Little Mexico to get this drink, y'all. Yeah.
Oh, man. Not Little Mexico.
Yeah, Little Mexico.
Mexico.
They tied me a little more than I wanted to pay, but fuck it. You pay for what you want.
Mexico.
Hey, y'all know who I ain't heard from since that little incident happened on the street. I haven't heard from Baby since then. I ain't heard Baby voice.
Oh, man.
What's been going on, man? What happened to him?
Not the town drunk.
Liquor. I need some liquor. I can't find shit down
here. We heard from him
today.
Shit, I'm going to find me some liquor. I don't give a fuck who is that in the background talking. I left
a place. Hey, as soon as I see you, you better have me a pint or something.
Hey, somebody
told when we heard him when he was on the phone,
somebody
said,
man, that bumper should have hit your ass in the head. We would have never heard from you no more. Boy, we fell out laughing.
Oh, man. Who was that? Y'all talking about baby? Hey, man. Hold on, y'all. Did y'all see that video of that Bubba Chase dude?
Yeah,
that
man.
Chase
that
dude, he
died
on the ground.
He
died
like
he
a
died
motherfucker,
dude. Hey, yeah, listen to me, man. I damn near died laughing. I laughed so fucking hard, man. That shit had me laughing so fucking hard. That Bubba Chase, that man. I said, hell no. Look at that shit.
That nigga got out the way, boy.
Man, that man was hauling ass.
Somebody said,
it looked like some movie shit.
Hey, somebody said he was dying. Swimming pool getting out the way. Hey, and they had the judge.
Hey, man.
Why would
that shit looking like a movie?
Why would they be standing down in the middle of the street, goddamn, and these oncoming cars approaching them at that kind of speed?
Hey, man. Idiot. Hey, man, I was telling people to move, get out the street, don't be stupid. I'm grabbing motherfuckers, telling them to move, and here they come. Hey, man, that shit would have killed Freddy, though, man. If I wouldn't have moved Freddy would have got smashed. Damn. But I just don't understand this. Why in the fuck you going to stand in traffic or stand that close to the curb and ain't on your side? You ain't got no wall to stand behind like the track. Your dumb ass back out the way. You cannot move faster than that car going to come. Because when you see it
right.
coming at you,
that's right.
You're in a state of shock. You're going to be in a state